you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
What up, what up, what up, what up? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I have never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now.
There's a party going on right here. It's a celebration to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're gonna celebrate, yeah, and party with you. Come on now, celebrate good times. Come on!
Yeah. Clearly, you have been damaged somehow, some way, along the way, psychologically.
Yes!
Hello!
Hello!
Can I ask you a question that you can't answer?
That was messed up.
Mark and Brian here. Listen to Kevin and Bean every morning on K-Rock.
Elvis has left the building.
And now...
This is not your fault.
No, it's not. It's Kevin's fault.
Our feature presentation.
When we're going great Chicago morning, another hungry baby tries for in the ghetto.
She has quite an interpretation, doesn't she?
And his mother cries. Because if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry baby's mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Man.
Oh, well, people don't understand. This
I don't know.
She
has some breathing trouble.
Life
is not perfect, don't get me wrong. Lightning got another call / text from her saying that she's got a new CD coming out.
Oh my God, that's good news.
He's been talking back and forth to her for quite some time, you know, because we were so obsessed with her and trying to get her on the show and all that crap. And now she, like, calls him every day. Oh, they're pen pals. It's nice.
Is it getting sexy at all between them? Are they making sexy time?
Yeah,
listen to her.
Resist?
How could you do anything but think sex with this voice?
Yeah, that's true. I can't wait for the new album. Kevin, by the way, the only person on the whole planet who has all of her previous CDs.
I do, yeah. I ordered them all at once. According to the box set.
Well, you were smart.
Well,
once you get one, you go, oh my God, now I have to get the rest.
And it's not just that. As the world discovers Wing, they're all going to get snapped up.
True.
She doesn't have a major distributor or anything, so... Thank God
you got them before they're out of print.
Thank God for South Park. That's all I'm saying. How often does a TV show turn you on to that kind of talent?
No, that's
almost
stuff,
never. I could honestly
really?
Say,
just
yeah,
never.
Almost never.
I know it's a big deal when TV shows use music these days, and a lot of times bands, you know, that's where they'll go to try and get their song
the
played.
The OC,
right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But
Grey's Anatomy been huge for bands.
That's why I love South Park. They go right to Wing. They don't do any of that other crap.
Speaking of TV. I had a very busy night last night and only had time for one show and didn't watch American Idol.
Excellent.
Didn't watch my favorite show on the air, Friday Night Lights. Didn't watch that, even though I love it and can't wait to see it.
Right.
Because I wanted to watch Lost, because we had all that conversation about the Lost, about all the big questions that were going to be answered.
Right.
And I'm keeping track in my head to find out what questions they were talking about of the major questions that were answered. And I'm not sure that I know. Did you guys see it?
I didn't get a chance.
We're going to answer 3 questions next week. That's what they said in the promo.
So,
and was one of the major questions that America has been on, you know, on the edge about, what does Jack's tattoo mean?
Yes.
Is that one of the questions that they count?
That's one of them. He got that from a Thai hooker, from what I can tell. I'm not exactly sure what that was about. I don't know why he got beaten up.
Bei Ling, by the way, what a body she's got.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she was...
She used some help in the face department. She's got a great body.
Oh.
No, I just say
it's a little bit of a butter face, that's all.
I thought she was hot.
Harsh group.
Well, I'm just saying, her body is way hotter. It's way out of proportion to her face. Mike, you're with me on that as an Asian expert.
Her body is insane. I couldn't help...
It's diabolical, yeah.
I mean, I kept commenting to myself how unbelievable her body was, but she does have the I haven't adjusted to America teeth. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, God.
But she's a Thai hooker. I mean, what do you want from her?
I've only been in America a very short time.
That's true. She's a Thai hooker.
She's a Thai hooker.
Character.
They don't
have a hooker, though. Or was she just a tattoo artist?
Well, either way, she probably wasn't, you know, well enough off to get major dentistry.
I think everyone in Thailand is a whatever slash hooker. So I think she'll tattoo you and then do you.
I see. So you're a surgeon slash hooker, yes. Police officer slash hooker, teacher slash hooker. Okay, yes. All right. So if question one was Jack's tattoo, which I didn't even know was a question we were asking, was question two whether the others live on the island and now we know they don't?
Yes.
Is that one of the questions that was allegedly?
I was trying to guess
that already.
I was trying to guess the same thing. I didn't know that.
Because we knew that when they were captured, they weren't on the same island. Remember Cade and Sawyer?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
No. I'm not saying that we did. Of course, we knew that they were on a different island from the other kids. What we found out last night, I think if this is one of the questions being answered, is they don't live on that island. That's the island that they work on. They actually live someplace else.
I think they live on the same island.
There's like a third island?
No, I think they live on the same island as the castaways.
We knew they didn't live on the same island because we saw when the plane originally crashed.
They were
in their little...
On a different island.
Urban project. Right. On a different island. Ben says you better get a boat and go to the islands before they figure out what's going on.
True. Good point. But that's not the same island that the prison is on and everything.
It
must be another one.
Different island.
Oh.
Different island. Because they get on a boat to go to it.
Oh. Yeah, they have to leave. Now, I believe that was one of the questions they were talking about. I don't know what the other ones were.
The only other thing I could think, and again, it was a question that they may have answered that I wasn't asking, which is we kind of found out some more backstory on Ethan, who you remember was the creepy passenger, that he used to be the surgeon for the others.
Right.
And I don't know, again, that was a major question that we were on the edge of our seat about either.
I think one of the questions that they answered was what happened to all the kids they took. Wasn't that one of the questions as well? I mean, didn't we always wonder?
Oh, yeah, that is a question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they answer that? Where did they kidnap the kids and take them to?
And why do they want them?
Well, they didn't answer it specifically. I mean, they just, they paraded them out, and then they basically said, we've given them a better life.
Oh. Right.
And you go, okay, well, that's not an answer so much as it is just another question.
Huh.
All right, before we move on, was it as satisfying as you were led to believe it would be in the commercials leading up to the episode?
No, but...
I'm guessing no.
But was it better than the last two episodes? Absolutely. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
Bean?
Well, Kevin, you're easier to satisfy.
I'm way easy,
and
that's
so
true.
Am I, so that, I'll be happy with it.
It was okay.
I'm way easy.
Okay.
I thought it was really good, and I'm on next week. I'm
good.
Still with it.
I mean, Bai Ling's stomach really brought it from a C to a B for me, I guess. You know, just seeing her stomach.
Writers, you know, they're just sweating trying to make each episode great, and that's Bean's.
But you're playing the hot Asian chick. That's
how
you save any show.
Flat stomach. I'll watch again.
It's not our fault that they're trying desperately to catch up and keep people on the show. They, you know, seriously, that's what you have to go to. That's what you have to go to.
Exactly.
Get a Thai hooker. Let us look at her.
Exactly.
That's fine. That'll work. All right, just before we talk about today's show, we do have Dewan on the line.
Oh.
Hey, Dewan.
What's up, Kevin, Aviv, and Lisa?
Hi, Dewan.
How you doing, buddy?
Dewan.
Good, thank you.
You must still be up from last night.
Yep. Guess what birthday is today?
I can't imagine if you're calling, Dewan, whose birthday it is. I have no idea.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
no
Drew
way.
Barrymore.
I didn't know you liked her.
Yeah.
Dewan, what do you do all night long when you stay up?
Just watching some late night TV.
Like what? What did you watch specifically last night?
Like some sci-fi movie or some other shows like Cops.
Okay, you watch Cops. Okay.
So at 3 o'clock in the morning when everybody else is sleeping, you're sitting up watching Cops.
Yeah, like 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock. Why do you stay up all night? Why are you on this schedule?
Sometimes I go to sleep early.
How early?
Like, till like 1 a.m. in the morning, like, until I come from In-N-Out Burger sometimes.
So, oh, okay.
I didn't understand.
He's living the life. What are you going to do for Drew Barrymore's birthday today, Dewan? Are you going to send her a card?
I believe so, and I'm going to try to watch all her movies today.
You're going to watch all of her movies on DVD?
Yep.
How many of them do you have?
I got 50 First Dates, Fever Pitch, and My Date with Drew.
Look
you should
at
be
that.
Able to do that.
Duplex and Charlie's Angels.
Wow, that's a Drew Barrymore Film Festival, isn't it?
Yep. And I like to sing Happy Birthday to her.
Yeah, you know what? We actually have... Oh, well, go ahead. I was going to say we have an Afro call that I think Dewan called about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And did the same. But I'd rather that you did it live if you're prepared to sing. Let's hear it.
Sure.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Drew.
Happy birthday to you. God bless you, Drew.
There you go. Very nicely done, Dewan.
That's a wonderful and touching tribute, Dewan. Now you should go get some sleep, all right, buddy?
No problem.
All right, thanks for calling.
Later.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. He likes Drew Barrymore. That's a shocker.
I didn't even know that. He never mentioned that before. It always has me.
He's got all our movies and everything.
You'd think he would have told us, but no, he didn't.
He didn't text me 11 times throughout the night.
Did he? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying he suggested that we should get Drew Barrymore on the show a few of those times either. I'm not saying that.
All right.
God bless Dewan.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
Bean is... Oh, I can't. I don't want to tease that, do I?
I don't know what
company,
it is.
The thing with the company, with the battle.
Oh, don't get me started on those communist bastards.
The battle royale, as it's shaping up to be. We'll have to tell you about it later, because I don't want to get shut down before we tell you about it.
I don't know about this, all right?
It's basically, it's just...
Okay, no, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Bean is...
Wow.
I think that was the I'm angry sound.
That's what it was.
Put that on the download rodeo. Which we'll also talk about today. We got the wheel of racial stereotypes today. Haven't done that in a while.
Nope.
Spin the wheel, whatever it lands on, whatever stereotype it lands on. We take five calls. It's a scientific survey, we like to say. It's not true, but we like to say it. And we take five calls, and then whatever the winner is. And that's the truth from
it's
now on.
Settled.
Right.
Well, we're looking for, you know, everybody has heard rumors of things having to do with individual races, but we're looking for empirical evidence. We're looking for firsthand accounts of whether these things are true or not that you have always heard all your life. And sometimes we're surprised by what the results are.
Mm-hmm.
The types of people that you hate, this is going to be good to get to unburden it, get it off your chest, because certain people drive you out of your mind. You can't imagine how they live that way, why they're that way. And,
all right!
And every time you see them, your blood starts boiling, that kind of thing. So we'll let you get that off your chest. And we're also going to talk to Nicole, who is the girl who crumbles into a little ball on the floor when she hears the word moist.
Yes.
And apparently it was on How I Met Your Mother. The same thing. Character. Couldn't take it when somebody said the word moist.
And Nicole has to be unique in that. They can't know someone else.
Right. And she is in the TV world, so there's got to be a tie-in somewhere.
And we've talked about it on the air.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have to talk to her, too, and find out just exactly what that's like, to see her life up on the screen in How I Met Your Mother. That's awesome.
People mocking her.
That's coming up this morning. And Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat next.
That looks like Ralph Garman.
No.
Nope. The guy from that show is right here doing the Showbiz Beat this morning.
No.
Not Ralph?
No. My name is Claude Akins.
And now Claude Akins with the Showbiz Beat.
For Amco. Remember when Bean used to play that Claude Akins?
Yes.
So take it from me, Claude Akins.
It was a commercial in like the 60s
Claude
or something.
Akins.
Hey, where's my camera?
BJ and the Bear, is that his show?
What the hell's going on over here?
I don't think it was BJ and the Bear.
What was his show, Ralph? You're the TV guy.
It was a... Guys,
no one cares.
Yeah.
I don't know. Come on. I'll look it up while you do the show business.
It may very well have been BJ and the Bear.
You don't even have to look it up. Bean, I'm telling you, no one cares.
It was some sort of highway trucker type.
I'm going to tell you too, Claude, no one cares.
That's sad. All the work I put into BJ and the Bear, no one cares.
That's the way it goes.
A lot of baby news in the celebrity look around. What?
That's it. Celebrity look around.
I like it.
I like it.
Naomi Watts. Us Weekly magazine says is visibly pregnant. The baby daddy is reportedly Liev Schreiber, very talented actor. That's a powerhouse couple right there. Rumor has it, like her ex-boyfriend Heath Ledger, who had a baby with Michelle Williams before getting married, that these two may get married under the radar sometime soon as well, now that they're with child.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to Marcia Cross from Desperate Housewives. She gave birth to twins on Tuesday here in Los Angeles. She is 44 years old. Her husband is 49. As a result of their advanced age, the children came out three.
They were born 3
years
old?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Wow.
Isn't that something, The girls, Eden and Savannah.
Okay.
Not bad.
No, they're a little precious, those names, but they're not too bad.
No.
They're right up there. I think Savannah's kind of cute.
Sure.
They are fraternal twins, not identical, in case you were curious. I'm sure many of you were. Or not so much.
Same people that were interested in that TV show by that guy.
Yeah, sure. And here's the thing you don't hear about. A lot of reality stars, you know, these romance shows, they hook up and then 6 months later they're split up.
You've often said it's like camp, it's like summer camp.
Yeah.
You hang out together the whole time.
They do these romance shows like The Bachelorette, for instance. where Trista met Ryan and, you know, they were supposed to get married and everything. Well, they did, and now they're expecting their first child.
Oh,
it's a relationship that actually has worked out from a reality TV series.
They may be, they and Rob, and what's her name? Maybe the only two couples, Rob and Amber.
Yeah. The couple met while taping The Bachelorette in 2002, and they are still together and apparently very happy.
How about that?
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Accident.
Very strange. We brought it up yesterday, late in the show, but in case you've been living under a rock and you've been missing 24 hours of cable news coverage, Britney Spears left her second treatment center yesterday.
Oh, no.
She was down in Antigua at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Center last week before splitting in less than a day. And this time it was Promises in Malibu. She left that place in less than a day.
How stupid can you get?
Dr. Phil, easy.
And reportedly, after she left, she stopped by a tattoo parlor to pick up another tattoo, but unfortunately they were closed. It was too early.
What's her obsession with tattoos? She's got to get a tattoo right now.
Why doesn't she just get hash marks on her back for every rehab center that she leaves, and then she won't have to worry about it? Obviously, she's commemorating something with each of her failed sobriety attempts. It would be much easier if you just, like, on a prison wall, you just had those hash marks.
We've talked in the past about how rare it is to find someone with one tattoo, because apparently once you get it, it becomes addictive, and all you can think about is how you can get more.
Question being asked right now about Britney is, does she need treatment for prescription drugs or alcohol abuse? They're not quite sure which one is the biggest problem. PerezHilton.com, the entertainment news site, says she tried to attempt suicide after she shaved her head by taking an overdose of Xanax, which just made her really calm. In Touch magazine quotes sources who say she smokes an excessive amount of pot. Really, how much is excessive, though?
Nah, I mean, if you mix it with
judgment call.
If you mix it with other stuff, so maybe.
She drinks heavily, and she does use the prescription drugs Xanax and Paxil, as well as other antidepressants. So,
wow.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
She's got a whole chemistry set inside her right now.
And let's remind everyone as they hear the Britney Spears stories throughout the day that she has two children under two at home.
Speaking of which, TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, says Kevin Federline's now using Brit's meltdown as a way to get an emergency hearing to determine custody of their two children.
Oh, come on.
Kevin Federline thinks he'd be better off raising the children than Britney. That's how bad off she is.
He doesn't want the kids.
Maybe he just doesn't want them to die. Maybe he doesn't really want them, but at the same point, he doesn't want them to go malnourished in a closet somewhere while she's all doped up on Paxil.
That's possible.
He wants a huge chunk of that $65 million. He could care less about the kids.
Do the kids come with money?
They do if they're kids of someone rich.
I guess she would have to pay for child support or something.
No, she would pay to get to keep custody, I think, and he would drop his...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I think.
A form of legal blackmail,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
I hear you, brother. More courtroom news. Filmmaker Michael Moore won the latest round of his court battle with the brother of Terry Nichols, the Oklahoma City bomber.
Mm-hmm.
This happened on Tuesday. Apparently, Nichols sued Michael Moore for defaming his brother in a 2002 documentary called Bowling for Columbine. Apparently, he made him look bad.
How can you defame
the guy who tried to blow up that building?
He was the co-conspirator in the Oklahoma City bombing, right?
Yeah.
And Michael Moore made him look bad.
Michael Moore brought that up in Bowling for Columbine. And Terry, the brother of Terry Nichols, says that the film invaded his privacy and inflicted him with emotional distress.
Oh, my God.
He made him feel bad.
Please tell me the judge threw it out.
Bringing up that whole Oklahoma City bombing thing again just bummed him out.
Hey, man, why are you focusing on the negative? My brother did a lot of good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
But they sided with Michael Moore, right?
Yeah, the court ruled that the statements in the movie about Nichols were factual and substantially true.
Excellent.
So that there is no libel. So
come on, why you want to play a brother like that?
I don't know. And Christina Aguilera is not pregnant. Not, I repeat, not pregnant.
She's skinny as hell. Who thought she was pregnant?
Well, apparently there were tons of internet and tabloid rumors that she was expecting her first child with her husband, Jordan Bratman. Oh. Handsome, handsome fella, that Jordan Bratman.
She's orange, however. We got to get to the bottom of that.
Orange. That is one medical ailment that she has, but apparently being pregnant is not one. So, there you go.
Hey, Ralph, do you want the update on the Claude Akins?
No. More than anything.
Not only did he star in BJ and the Bear, but let's not forget the spinoff, The Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo.
Ah, come on, Sheriff Lobo. That's what I was
Sheriff Lobo
of.
And BJ and the Bear, everybody.
Oh, those misadventures.
I didn't realize he'd been dead since 1994, Claudia
Akins. Really?
Oh, man.
Yep, dead before most people were alive.
The point of this story?
I don't know. Ashley Simpson may have to get in line if she wants to continue dating Fall Out Boy lead singer Pete Wentz. Rumor has it that Rumor Willis has taken over. The eldest daughter of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis apparently has been hanging out with Pete over the weekend. They were seen holding hands together and snogging, as they say over in England, and they're the hot item.
Snogging is good or bad? I don't...
Yeah, it's good.
It's very good.
It's good. Snogging.
All right.
It's like, it's like canoodling. Oh. You know. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kyle MacLachlan. Ah, Kyle MacLachlan. We hardly knew ye. Of course, very talented actor. You know him from Sex and the City. Of course, you know him from Blue Velvet.
Oh.
From Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. Desperate Housewives, isn't he?
Desperate Housewives, yeah. Guy works a lot. 48 years old today. Also star one of the greatest films ever, by the way.
That you haven't mentioned yet?
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Is it?
Showgirls.
Yeah.
Ah. He was the evil choreographer, producer
guy. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of evil ones. He's a delight.
Jeri Ryan, the actress who got famous playing Seven of Nine, the Borg on Star Trek Voyager, who is now on Shark with Jimmy Woods over there on CBS. That's a good goddamn show,
That's
by
a really
the way,
good show.
That Shark. I don't know. I watch it, I go, man, this is a great show. And then I stop and say, would it be as good without James Woods?
No.
It would probably just be another lawyer show, wouldn't it? But he takes it to that next level because he's so entertaining.
That's one of those shows that we love but never talk about. Shark is really good.
She's on that show as well. She plays the district attorney on that show. She's 39 years old today. James Blunt. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old today.
He's got some weird thing happening with his eyes popping out of his head.
He's a spooky dude, yeah, with those eyes. God. He's got serial killer eyes.
He's psycho.
And he's dating your palm tree model, too, Ralph.
I know. So many wrong things going on in this world.
Like the name palm tree model.
Jonathan Demme, very talented director, Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, a bunch of films. He's 63 years old today. Drew Barrymore, as Duane mentioned.
How about that?
Celebrates her 32nd birthday today.
Oh, that's tight.
And Rachel Dratch. You may not know the name Rachel Dratch, but if you ever watched that show Studio 30 over there on the NBC?
30 Rock?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is the least funny part of an incredibly unfunny show.
I like that show.
But once a week, she shows up as some different character each week and is painfully unfunny on that show for about 8 minutes. And then she goes off again. She was from Saturday Night Live yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The deeply unattractive woman from Saturday Night Live who was painfully unfunny on 30 Rock. She'll show up as some lesbian crew member or a Russian hooker or a maid or something. But regardless of the role she plays, painfully unfunny.
Bad, you're saying.
Horrifically unfunny.
So you're saying she does or doesn't make you laugh?
Stunningly without humor.
Without humor. Okay.
Sans haha, as they say in France.
They don't say sans haha.
Yes, they do.
Anywhere.
In France,
they don't say it in France.
She is the only woman on that show, the only actor on that show that makes the dude in the funny trucker hats.
No.
And the sideburns?
Look like George Carlin.
I want to make sure I understand, Ralph. Is there a lack of laughter when she appears on the screen?
She makes those around her less funny. She absorbs comedy from a room when she exists in it.
Trying to say she's not a funny chick.
I'm not
she's
hilarity
free when she's on the screen.
That's what I would say. She's 41 years old today, and she only has a job because she's good friends with Scarface. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
8 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Catch you by Friday.
Beginning of the show. Nothing but time.
Got so much stuff we need to get to. We got the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes standing by. We got to get right to
it. Oh, I hope it lands on that one that we were talking about yesterday.
I do, too. That would be a great, great coincidence, I think.
I'm convinced that Bean is making it up when he says he still likes Tyra. I think he's just doing it to be contrary, just to
dragging his heels?
Yeah, just to kind of stir
How
things
dare
up.
You? I've loved Tyra for
I know you
10
have.
Years. You know that.
But it's always been based on the physical and from a distance, from a quiet distance you've loved her. But now that you're confronted by her flapping her gums and being who she is on that freaking talk show, you can't still love her.
All right, here's what I'll say before I hear the evidence before the court today, which apparently is the latest bad Tyra Banks talk show. I'll say that perhaps I go a little easy on her because of my built-in affection that I've had for her for many, many years.
Right.
But I think you guys are way too hard on her. I totally agree that there are times where she is annoying on her TV show. But as I've said ever since she started the show, a lot of her shows are pretty good. That's all. So all I'm saying is I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle between what you guys are saying and what I'm saying.
I'd like to say that the truth is within 1% of where Ralph and I are. and about 100% away from where you are.
I would have to agree.
That's what I'd like to say.
It's more than her just being not a good broadcaster, not really acquitting herself well on her show. It's the hypocrisy and the attitude she cops, and it's just there's sort of a pervasive ickiness about her.
It's the aggressive badness.
Yes.
She speaks for all fat women, Ralph. That's what you have to keep in mind.
That's the kind of crap I'm talking about.
All right.
You don't know what it's like to be ugly and fat like Tyra Banks.
Time for another episode of Tyra Blows.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
On Monday, Tyra did a very special episode. And the promo before the Tyra Banks show, I think, kind of sets the mood.
History was made.
I was the first black model on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Now we've got the original swimsuit, and we're even going back to the same exotic location. So how will she look 10 years later?
It's time to reveal the photo.
An all-new Tyra starts now.
Oh, it's time to rebuild the photo?
She's even going back to the Bahamas.
Wow.
Well, that's how extreme this is.
It is a landmark in black history, Kevin.
I didn't hear any mention of black history. I just heard, will she look in the photo?
No, she talks plenty about black history.
To cover up the, how will she look in the photo?
And this is the very beginning of the show as she ties in her appearance on the cover of Sports Illustrated to Black History Month. This is how she celebrates.
February is Black History Month, and today I'm honoring Black history by celebrating an event that not only changed my life and the direction of my career, but more importantly, it impacted the face of beauty for women of color everywhere.
Okay.
Wow, does she like her?
Here's the thing about Black History Month. Let's celebrate by looking at me. Look at me, everyone. Look. That's how I'm
celebrating. Not only did it do me some good, but it changed the face of black beauty forever. Because I am black beauty.
Guys, it sweeps. And if you have the opportunity to put a supermodel in a bikini on television to get ratings,
that's
you're
going
to do it.
That's fine. But the angle of, and by the way, she did it throughout the whole show. First of all, it's all for Black History Month.
Right.
And second of all, it's like she's trying to accomplish, you know, curing cancer. It's so important. Yeah. And it was so difficult for them to go back to the Bahamas and do this. It's amazing they pulled it off. She gives you that whole attitude.
You're suggesting maybe a segment on George Washington Carver may have been more appropriate for Black History Month.
No, Tyra Banks is sort of a young Rosa Parks.
That's true.
Instead of getting from the back of the bus, she got behind the bikini.
And Bean, she did all of the paved the way for black girls, all of that talk about how she opened up the world to black models and black kids everywhere can reach their dreams, and she's an inspiration. She spent the whole hour talking about how much she's an inspiration to black people.
Did Halle Berry call in and talk about kicking down the doors?
No, because Tyra kicked down the doors, apparently. It was not her. So she describes to people the lengths that she's going to go to celebrate Black History Month.
And in honor of Black History Month, I decided to recreate the Sports Illustrated cover that I shot 10 years ago.
Okay, now no one claps, no one does anything, because she's just going to recreate the picture. That means,
stop saying it's in honor of Black History Month, too.
So when no one claps for that, she has to repeat herself.
I wanted to recreate it, you guys.
Hey, guys, what
hey. You don't understand.
Are you listening?
Look up here.
I wanted to recreate it. So she takes her whole team down to the Bahamas, and they...
Sounds like a tax write-off to me, by the way.
And she's super nervous because she's not sure how it's going to go.
She hasn't seen her body in 10 years. She has no idea what she's going to look like in the final product.
And near the beginning of the show, she pulls out the original bikini, and then she goes in and she has her personal stylist... Yamin, or somebody like that, Yasmin, I don't know who it was, but her personal stylist, measure her, and they determine all the places where they're going to add fabric to the bikini.
Well, it's hardly the original, then, is it?
Because it doesn't fit anymore.
But that's not putting on the bikini and recreating the photo from 10 years ago.
Really? You think? They're going to add fabric everywhere. Let's add some here on the boob, or some on the side over here. Let's add some. We need to make the bottoms a little bit bigger.
We need 2 more yards for the ass.
What's the point of that?
Why don't they just have her do it on a blue screen and Photoshop in the Bahamas behind her?
I don't know.
Fake it.
I do not
trust me. If you see the final product, that's what it looks like they did.
Yeah. So they cut back and forth between now and then the interviews at the time, 10 years ago, when this milestone was reached. And she's talking about how she almost fell apart when BET was interviewing her for this because of the influence, the great, great influence that she has over black chicks.
I just fell apart.
And I think it's because I knew how many young black girls were going to be watching that interview. And so many young girls don't feel beautiful, you know, and they're going to see this and be like, oh, wow, mommy, you know, I can have my dreams come true, too, because Tyra's on that cover.
Okay. All right.
So many young girls don't feel beautiful. So when they see a really beautiful woman on the cover of a magazine in a bikini, it'll make them feel more beautiful?
No, it makes them feel fat and ugly.
That's what I thought. Thank you. The defense rest, Your Honor.
But this is what I hate. I hate she says so many girls feel not beautiful. I got news for you. There are a lot of people not beautiful.
Yeah.
That's just the
fact.
You hit the DNA lottery.
That's just why they feel that way.
Just because you hit the DNA lottery doesn't mean me, ugly person, and I get all my dreams as well. It doesn't work that way. And I'm so tired of people who are supremely talented or supremely beautiful saying, because I reached my goals, you can all reach yours. Just hang in there. Shut up. You got the DNA lottery. You won. A little big on the forehead, but other than that. So now she's in the Bahamas, and she's driving around, and she's creating this fake atmosphere of, oh, my God, I'm so nervous about the way things are going to go.
I haven't really tried the bikini on yet again since the fitting, so I don't know if we added enough fabric. I'm a little nervous about that.
She's nervous about that.
Because this is like NASA. On. This is like trying to launch a space shuttle. You don't know, man. Tile could come off in a disaster.
She had her personal stylist, the person who works with her full-time in her life, measure it and add fabric to it.
I'm pretty sure she did a good job.
Maybe not, Lisa. Maybe she got it wrong.
There's no, no. There's not 1% of nervousness in her. Not one. She's done this her whole life.
It's a fairly safe bet that the bikini's going to fit and it's going to be okay.
We don't
know!
And by
the way, it's not exactly live on a worldwide stage. It's really just taped for a TV show. They could always redo it if they needed to.
So they go and they go in the ocean and they try to make her look as flattering as possible. And let's face it, she's 20 or 30 pounds heavier than she was then. I don't have any problem with that, but she's the one comparing herself. Then she brings her mom out to tell her that she's not fat. Oh, no, you're not fat, honey. You're hot the way you are. You're just perfect. And so they start looking at the photos that they took. Well, she's there with the photographer. They're looking at the photos. And listen to how excited she is to see photos of herself.
Nothing's retouched and everything's...
I like these, too. The close-ups ones, too. Look at the water ones.
Yeah, the water ones are great.
Hey, look at the water ones.
Oh, I like these and... that's good.
Look, I take a good picture.
I look fabulous in that one.
I should have pursued this as a career.
Wow. So just before she does the great unveil on the stage where they put up the old picture 10 years ago and they put up the new picture, she wants to thank some people.
I just have to say that the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Atlanta's Paradise Island were so amazing in helping me recreate my Sports Illustrated cover.
Now, isn't the Bahamas Minister of Tourism? Isn't the guy that was in Nicole Smith's arms?
No, that was the immigration
minister. The one that resigned?
Who knows? Who's to say? I'm saying they roll out the red carpet in the Bahamas if you're hot.
No kidding.
So here it is. Here's the big unveil. She's on stage. She's got her mom in her left arm. She's got her arm around her.
Good luck.
She's going to put up the old picture.
Good luck, Tyra.
10 years ago, and then she's going to put up the new picture. And listen to how giddy and happy she is with the new one.
So first, let's start off with the cover that we all know from 10 years ago.
We all know
this.
Oh, I got it memorized.
All right, well, there it is there.
All right.
Now are we ready? Do we have a drum roll?
Drum roll!
Now let's see the new one 10 years later! Oh my God!
And they all start screaming. And she just screams and screams and screams. She's so excited.
They pulled it
off. Look at me.
How did I do it?
They took a picture. God bless America. It makes me misty-eyed, the technological advances that we've come to in the 21st century.
And to think,
we used to roll rocks on the ground and had trouble building fire. But today, man can take a photograph of a woman in a bikini.
And you know what I edited out, Bean? I edited out about 500 Black History Month references and how important it was.
So much
Black. Black history.
Somewhere the Tuskegee Airmen are smiling down because she put on a bikini.
I believe it's time for the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes.
Final thought. Man, my penis is huge.
I can't drive.
I'm only good for manual labor.
Oi, I'm so cheap. I only work at 7-Eleven.
I'm short and drunk all the time.
I lost my virginity to my sister. It's the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes. And now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Bean.
If you're easily offended, please listen to a CD for a few minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin, because we should give some sort of a disclaimer. Because every time we break out the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes, the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes,
yes,
we get people who half listen
or think they hear stuff that they don't hear, and then they fire off angry emails to us and our supervisors. Look, we're not coming on the air and saying, hey guys, Jews are cheap, as an example of something that we've dealt with in the past on the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes. What we're saying is, we've heard that, others have heard that, we don't know whether it's true or not. Let's get some evidence and decide whether it's true or not. That's all we're doing is we're shining the white hot spotlight of truth on some of these stereotypes that you've heard. And it's entertaining and educational, Kevin. That's what I'm saying.
And by their very nature, these are stereotypes. That's the name of it. Right. So exactly. And no one is insinuating that everybody is this way. But what we've proven or disproven so far with the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes, black people don't tip is false.
Yes.
We disproved that one. We're going to ask for you if you have firsthand information to help us out in a minute. Jewish people are cheap is true. Black men have large penises is also true.
That one was way true, if I remember.
The other one that was way true is rednecks bang their relatives.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yeah.
That was also way true.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls from the 909 on that one.
Mexicans don't ever move out of the house. Also true. Asian men pick their nose. True. But with a caveat, it's mostly old Asian men.
Right.
That picked their nose. I'm not sure.
In public, right.
I think that just came up and everybody kind of said the same thing. And finally, it's true that white people smell like mayonnaise.
Well, that was a devastating day for us all.
That was disturbing.
That was very disturbing because we had never heard that stereotype, but Lisa brought it up. And so we said, well, we've never heard it, but we'll put it on the wheel. And it was proven true.
I know. I grew up in Inglewood. I heard it.
Lisa has a faint whiff of tartar sauce also, which I didn't know.
Nice.
All right, the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes is here. Let's see. Eskimos eat whale blubber is on the wheel.
Okay.
White people can't dance. Black men do not give oral sex. Hispanics drive slowly. French people are smelly. Indians can't hold their fire water. Asians are good at math. Armenians sell pagers / cell phones. And all 7-Eleven employees are Middle Eastern or Indian.
Okay.
Oh, there's some good ones out there.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, we spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on, that's what we open up the phones to get your firsthand experience to help us prove or disprove this stereotype.
Black men do not give oral sex.
Yeah!
Wow. Now
I have heard this.
I have heard that. I'm trying to think about what I may have seen in the movies, and nothing's coming to mind. I don't think I remember seeing anything on this.
I don't think we're... movies are not where most of us draw our information from. Most of us have real life.
That's the only place I get information from is movies and TV.
Now, we're looking for you if you have some first-hand knowledge. We're going to take 5 phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. 5 phone calls if you have first-hand information about this.
I also heard that black men call white men slurpers.
Really?
Yes.
Would that make you the Slurpee?
Yes.
Yes, it would indeed. And happy to be one.
That's funny. All right, 1-800-520-1067. You call and we will take 5 votes and we will prove it either true or untrue forever. And we'll do that when we get back. KROQ, and it's the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes.
Man, my penis is huge.
I can't drive.
I'm only good for manual labor.
Oi, I'm so cheap.
I only work at 7-Eleven.
I'm short and drunk all the time.
I lost my virginity to my sister.
It's the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes. And now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Bean.
We are doing good work here today. We are following in the great tradition of Edward R. Murrow on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, are we? So we spun the wheel, and again, for those of you just joining us, whatever it lands on, we're just opening up the phones to find out whether this stereotype is true. Some stereotypes are created because they are true. Some,
sure.
It turns out, are misinformation. So it landed on today, black men do not give oral sex. And that's the question on the table for you at 1-800-520-1067.
And I should specify heterosexual in this particular case.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
obviously.
We're talking about, right?
I'm just checking.
Our good friend Annelle, by the way, chose to call in on this particular topic. So Annelle in Los Angeles, black men do not give oral. What say you?
I'd have to say that is not true.
Not true.
Oh, not true, really? Says Annelle. Wow.
I mean, I haven't been with many black men. But, I mean,
no. We're talking about heterosexual. Again, we have to say, Adele.
Okay. Yeah, man, I've had a goatee since about 10th grade, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. It was my wife's friend that turned me on to it.
10th grade?
But, I mean, I would say young black men probably don't, or black men in the 70s.
What do you think that's about, Danelle? Because I've heard that stereotype in the past. Of course, we're going to decide in a few minutes here whether it's true or not. But how did something like that get started? What did you hear about it coming up?
man. I mean, you know, it's one of those type of stereotypes out there. It's kind of like the black people don't tip thing, you know what I mean? Where it just comes up and gets swirled around circles. And I think what it is it's more hearsay than actual experience, you know what I mean? I mean, how many white women really admit they've been with a black man? Because if they had, they'd still be with a black man. You know what I'm saying? You never go back, baby.
Sure.
That's hey, what now, I hear. All right.
Do you think it's also that black men don't admit it to each other?
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, I'm not gonna lie, man. You know, we're not like y'all. We don't go to the locker room like, man, I had some great months last night, man. You know, we're a little bit more on the slide. But you know the ones who do and the ones who don't. I mean, you know, and the ones who do have happy women and the ones who don't are usually single and, you know, in the club.
Do black guys call white guys slurpers? Is that true?
Yes. We're also known as sippy straws. Of course, there's always be a blank divers, you know, which is nothing new.
Of course.
Okay.
All right, so. Adele, if I understand you correctly, my friend, we're going to put you down for false.
False.
Black men do not give oral sex. False, right? You say.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying that rumor is false. Yes, black men do give oral sex, and quite well, I might add.
Okay. Right.
Well, Adele. We'll ask your wife about that, Adele.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you, Adele.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. That's one call now. Don't ask me how, but we're scientists, and we've discovered that five calls is all you need to determine whether something is true or false. So far, we got one vote down, four more to go.
Mike, Beverly Hills, good morning.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, Kevin Bean, Lisa May, what's up,
guys? What's up?
What's up? All right, wheel of racial stereotypes. Black men do not give oral sex.
True or false?
What do you think?
Oh, that's false, man.
False?
That's false.
Okay, so not
it's
true.
It's actually pretty documented. DJ Quick has a song called Sweet Black, you know,
yeah, sure.
Vagina. And he talks about going down. A lot of the R&B singers back in the 80s were talking about, let me taste your wine.
Wow, I thought that was about wine.
It's pretty documented. We go down and we do enjoy it.
Did you hear Scott from Bakersfield called and said, listen to Black Nubian, Love Me or Leave Me Alone. Have you heard that?
Loving it. Love that song.
Yeah.
Love Me or Leave Me Alone.
Yeah, that's where they claim they don't do it, but all right.
Here's here's a little piece of the Nubian.
Well, I can see I done had some flowers, but they try to get just that. Thought I'd like to chase the cat, but I'm not a dog, got a suit just looking at.
Okay, I think we get the message there. I think that's true. All right, so that's so far two say false on this one. Thank you for the call,
Mike.
1-800-520-1067. All right, let's go to Michelle. Michelle in Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi, Michelle.
Wheel of racial stereotypes today. Black men do not give oral sex. What do you think?
It's true.
It is true. Okay.
Ooh,
I've been
a true
with
vote.
Five different black men, and it's true.
You've been with five different black men.
So, do you ask them about it? I mean, at some point, I imagine it's come up in the conversation. What's the reason you get, if there is one?
I've had a boyfriend for almost 15 months, and he just said he just didn't do it. He expected it, but refused to do it.
Did he just not do it with you for some specific reason?
No, I actually talked to three of his ex-girlfriends. And it's the same thing.
All right.
Wow, that's a deal breaker for me, Michelle.
Exactly. After a while, I got tired of it.
All right. Thank you, Michelle, for the call.
Thank you for the call.
Well, be thankful this is television and not smell-o-vision.
All right. Come on. I don't think we need that necessarily.
All right. 2-1 now.
All right. Let's go to Cindy in Santa Ana. Good morning, Cindy.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Cindy.
Wheel O, racial stereotypes. True or not true?
They don't give oral sex.
It's all true.
What are you saying now?
So, I dated like a whole bunch of them, and
sounds funny. Do you prefer?
And they said it was because of what it looks like, and I said, well, you know, it's not supposed to look great to begin with.
I don't think we need an in-depth explanation. I mean, I think we get it. Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you. Myself, I'm like, well, that's not, you know, good enough reason. So then I'm like, well, is it me? Do I like smell bad or something?
Yeah.
So then I figure, well, it shouldn't be me. I mean, they picked me for Pete's sake, so I know it wasn't me.
Okay.
Cindy, let me ask you this, Cindy. What about the two calls, by the way, both, I think, from black men that say that it's not true, that they say that they do it, enjoy it, and so do a lot of other black guys. You think they're lying to make themselves look good?
No, I don't think they were lying. They're probably because, you know, they grew up in the 80s, and the 80s, that was like the thing to do, I guess, because apparently all the songs said it.
That was the thing to do.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, did you do it last night?
Yes, I did.
Wow, you're down.
Word.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Cindy. So, 2-2, this next call is going to be the tiebreaker then. Let's call Charles in the booth, our security guard.
He is the expert on all things sexual.
Yes, he is. Charles.
Hey, folks, security.
Hello, Charles. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you.
Kevin and Bean here. We're on the air. We're doing the Wheel of Racial Stereotypes. I don't know if you're listening.
Hold on a sec. Charles, how did you answer the phone? What did you say when you picked up the phone?
Keep It Funky Security.
Yes,
keep it funky. Okay, that's
the name of its company.
Funky Security is how he answers. Every day when I walk past him, Charles goes, "See you later. Keep it funky."
Sure, that's good advice.
You know, no one's keeping it funky like me.
You got to keep it funky and juicy and loosey and greasy and easy.
Okay, I think we know where Charles is going to go.
That may have answered his question. Charles, are you listening to the Kevin and Bean Show today, or do you have Mark and Brian on out in the hut? Oh, you are listening. Okay, so you've heard the discussion on the table that black men don't give oral.
Man, black man since the 60s.
Okay.
That's the way you keep a woman.
Okay.
That's the intro. Oral sex first, and then your regular sex after that.
All right, I got you.
Keep them happy.
All right, easy, Charles. Easy. Down, boy.
He's offended.
All right. His tongue is 12 inches. Thank you, Charles. So you push it over the top that the stereotype is false.
Yes, it is.
Black men do give oral sex. Thank you, Charles.
And we love
Charles,
you.
Charles, you can wreck a woman with your tongue, I heard. Is that true?
Oh, man, I can wreck a woman with my tongue, man. All you got to do is close your eye like you're smelling a lemon or something.
Okay,
like
I don't know that we need to hear any more of
the
All right, we understand, Charles.
Thanks for playing Wheel of Racial Stereotypes. Yo, later.
Shalom.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Adios, senor.
You want a Slurpee?
Oh, top of the morning to you.
Can't wait.
I've heard their songs already.
Can't wait.
I've heard all their songs.
Till what? Can't wait till what?
Coachella.
I've heard all their songs.
Oh, yeah. I don't need their machine. Ralph's saying that because that's what I say about the police. It's 6:56. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with the celebrity look around. What do you got, Ralph?
Latest craze in the world of celebritydom. A new book called The Secret. Have you heard about The Secret?
Oh, yeah. Oprah's been all over The Secret.
Oh,
yeah,
The Secret. The Secret will cure what ails you, Kevin.
My wife's been talking about The Secret because she's
course,
an Oprah.
Of course,
colic.
Because she's a part of the cult.
Yeah.
What is The Secret, guys? Is it just
more,
a positive attitude? Is that what
more,
it is?
Yeah.
It's more effing brainwashing, quick fix BS is what it is. But
is it a book?
Yes. The celebrities are going nuts for the book written by Rhonda Byrne.
Okay.
It apparently takes little pieces of all kinds of religions and philosophies. The premise is that The Secret has been splintered up into a million pieces.
Right.
And this freaking genius, Rhonda Byrne, has assembled all the pieces, and she's put The Secret together. So if you apply now this secret to your life, you will be wealthy, you will be successful,
mm-hmm.
you will be happy, all your relationships will work, everything for you will be perfect.
So it's another bogus self-help book that they just came up with a good title for.
No, it's The Secret.
All the others are pretenders.
Yes.
This is actually the king.
This book's taken the world by storm, and guess who's got her grubby little hands on it? Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
Lindsay Lohan has immersed herself in The Secret, and friends say she believes it's going to help her get her life together. That's been the problem. It's not the underage drinking. It's not the half-hearted attempt at rehab.
Well, that's all because...
It's not the late nights and showing up to work and calling in sick on the set.
That's all because she didn't have the secret.
She didn't have The Secret.
Right.
Now that she has The Secret, she'll have The Answer.
Somebody
needs... Oh, that's another good book. I should write The Answer.
The Answer.
I can make $1 million.
The Answer to The Secret.
Oh, yes.
Somebody should give Britney Spears The Secret.
Yes.
Really, right away.
Or have her read a book called The Clue, so she could get The Clue. Or a Clue. So...
Does Oprah, is she behind The Clue?
I don't think so.
Got to be The Secret. All right.
So there you have it. If you want to fix all your troubles, pick up The Secret.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know anything about this except for Oprah's behind it. So that makes me doubt it.
So it must be bad.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks isn't the only supermodel with her own TV show. Apparently Star Magazine is reporting that Petra Nemkova is getting her own reality show.
Fantastic.
Really?
Favorite.
Yes. It will be called Palm Tree Model.
I don't think that's the name of it.
No, it's called the Petra Nemkova Project. Wow, that's original.
That's a tough one.
And is it a talk show, a modeling show? What is it, Ralph?
It is a reality documentary.
What?
A reality documentary.
How do you do that?
You follow her around with cameras.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
And then she goes about her regular life?
She poses in palm trees. She's looking at me, I'm in a palm tree.
That's not
Woo,
the
I'm
case.
Naked in a palm tree. I'm sexy. Then the other dude comes like, you're beautiful! And then that's the end. Roll credits.
I don't know if you guys saw her on the red carpet at the Grammys, but how did she survive the tsunami and look so much better than she did before the tsunami? The tsunami, maybe that's the secret.
Ah, oh, yes, get caught in a tsunami.
Secret to hotness.
Page 18 of The Secret. Climb a tree. Madonna's a pretty strict mom.
Yeah.
According to Star Magazine, the material mom won't let her daughter Lourdes, or Lola, as she's known, watch TV, eat candy, or date until she's 18 years old.
Wow, she doesn't want her to be anything like her,
That's
does
right.
she?
Do as I say, not as I whorishly do.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Sucks
to
be her kid.
Coffee table book of her naked with vanilla ice. Is she allowed to do that, or is that just Madonna?
I think that's just mom. Only mom okay. gets that. In case you missed it, late yesterday, we talked about the release of the official lineup for Dancing with the Stars. I want to recap that in case you missed it. Billy Ray Cyrus will be dancing on the show.
Yeah. You know, he's a, of course, you guys know I know this, but he's a big, big star now. He's the star of the Hannah Montana show on the Disney Channel.
And is very, his daughter
it's his daughter. That's his daughter.
That yeah. makes him a yeah. big, big star?
I don't know.
Well, I'm saying he's...
If you're 12...
Yeah, I'm saying he's been working on a very popular TV show for the last few years. So if folks listening hear the name think, oh, what's that guy done for the last 15 years? He has been kind of back in the limelight a little bit.
Oh, that's not even what made him a star. It's that show Doc on Doc. Cable TV. Doc that's what made him a star.
Doc was that him?
That yeah. was him.
Oh, he was Doc on PAX.
That's yeah.
right. What was the
PAX TV?
What was the plot of that show?
He was a Christian doc who cured people with the secret.
Did he have the secret?
I believe so. That's where the secret got started.
All right.
Muhammad Ali's boxer daughter, Layla, will also be dancing. NSYNC member Joey Fat One will be dancing. No, not so
not
much.
Yet. I think it's Fatone.
Soprano star Vincent Pastore, who played Big Pussy on that show.
That's going to be funny.
Olympic speed skater Apollo Ono.
Hey!
Former NBA great Clyde Drexler, Clyde the Glide, will be dancing, as will TV radio host Lisa Gibbons.
Hmm. She was on the Jimmy Kimmel show last night.
Lisa Gibbons was?
Yeah, she said she's going to turn 50. During the taping
wow,
of the show.
She looks amazing.
Great.
She
does look great. I was Jeez. Like, what?
Just
all right,
up.
Then we'll let her be on the show. And of course, the big draw for me personally, Heather Mills.
Yes.
Soon to be ex-wife of Sir Paul McCartney will also be hopping on the dance floor. So. If this works out, Heather could get her own reality TV show called Stump the Band.
Yay!
So good luck to Heather. Because she's got... Oh, never mind.
You've got to explain all the jokes to Omar, don't you?
And the Emmy Award people have asked the producers of American Idol to produce the show for them, the TV show.
Really?
To make it more entertaining, more exciting, more in tune with the times, they're asking the producers of American Idol to step in and produce the Emmy Awards.
How are they going to make it different?
Simon Cowell will come out after each acceptance speech and tell the actors how horrible they
how
are.
How bad they were.
That'd be funny.
Wretched. You did not even thank your agent. Horrible.
They'll rate the speeches?
Exactly.
That'd be funny.
Have judges. Now, I don't know how they're going to change it, but that's the big news. And this is, it just gets worse. I feel ickier.
Oh, no.
And dirtier, and I need a shower.
Must
the more
be
and
Nicole.
More I report on this freaking story. You may or may not heard, excuse me, may or may not have heard that Dr. Sandeep Kapoor is a doctor who is under investigation by the California Medical Board because they say he could have been a perpetrator of a possible misconduct by prescribing methadone to Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna?
While she was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, jeez.
Under an assumed name.
Yeah, that's the part that's going to get him in trouble.
He wrote a prescription for Anna on August 25th, 2006, when she was 8 months pregnant at the time, under the name Michelle Chase, which is a known alias that Anna Nicole Smith uses.
He knew it was her, right?
He knew it was her, wrote it for someone else so that she could get it and use it while she was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
When he talked to her on the phone, does he say,
Anna?
Yes, Kevin, that's what he says.
Right. Does methadone make you put on clown makeup?
I don't know.
I don't think there's
like
a tie in there.
It's about the same time frame, though,
so,
when that video was taken.
To add to that story, today TMZ has just released videotape of Anna Nicole Smith rolling around on a couch with Dr. Kapoor.
Oh, no.
He is shirtless. He is groping and licking her.
Really?
And the whole thing takes place in a gay bar in West Hollywood. While Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead both look on and watch them molest each other.
No.
God.
It is gross beyond words.
That's what Harvey must have been talking about when he told us he had that big story to break.
Yeah. The video's up there now on TMZ.com if you want to check it out. It's really not much except you see the two of them rolling around on this bed-type couch with pillows and... he's shirtless and he's groping her and licking her all over her neck and her face and Larry Burkhead and Howard K. Stern are looking on. Drinking, cocktailing, and sort of looking dumb.
And Larry and Howard, this course was taken before she got pregnant, but Larry and Howard are the two who are both claiming to be the father of the baby, yet here they are onlookers as she's groping another dude.
Yeah, it's all just so unseemly and just twisted.
You know what's weird about that methadone prescription, though, Ralph, is that the baby was apparently clean when the baby was born. If she was taking methadone at 8 months pregnant, it seems like the baby would have had some sort of ill health effects being born with some sort of drugs in it, the system.
I think that's a danger, but it must not have happened. I don't know.
I don't know, Doc.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Billy Ray Cyrus and see what his opinion is on it, because I'm not a medical expert, but he is.
She just, whatever she needed, she slept with whoever.
Apparently. And even if she didn't need something, she would just sleep with whoever was near her. The closest body to her got...
except for Howard Kaster.
Got rubbed on.
Right.
I'm for low self-esteem in women, but Anna Nicole Smith took it too far.
She abused the privilege, quite frankly.
I know.
Today's celebrity birthdays, James Blunt.
Yeah.
Dude. How can he not smoke pot with a name like that, right?
He must. His eyes were bugging out of his head at the Grammys. I don't know what that was about.
He is, of course, the British singer-songwriter who's currently dating famous palm tree model Petra Nemcova. He's 30 years old today.
By the way, former special forces in Britain.
Yeah, but it's British special forces. They hit you with like a sponge.
No way is he former, but that's what they say. Special forces.
They throw like an orange at you or something. That's how they fight. Yeah. Drew Barrymore. Actress, Dwan fan.
Yes.
She's 32 years old today. Jerry Ryan.
Oh, that's tight.
Jerry Ryan from the TV show Shark is 39 years old today. Rachel Dratch, comedian, actress from 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live. She's 41 years old today. Kyle MacLachlan from Sex and the City, Desperate Housewives, Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet. If you've never seen The Blue Velvet, by the way, do yourself a little favor.
That's an effed up movie.
Jog on down to the video store and pick yourself up a copy of Blue Velvet and watch it during the day with the lights on.
Yeah.
he's 48 years old today, and Jonathan Demme, very talented movie director, turned 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, though, we got to talk to K-Rock listener Nicole, who we have loved for many years as a regular listener of the program, and we love talking to her when we can. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Every time I think we're never going to hear from you again, it's all over. What more can there possibly be to be mined out of you and your bizarreness? Something else comes up that brings you right back into the spotlight.
Nicole is the one, for those of you that remember having her on before. She's the one who, when you say a certain word, she pretty much crumbles to the floor. I mean, it's worse than just, I don't like that word. You know what I mean? It's like some kind of a weird...
She has
just
a physical reaction to the word.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I've never seen this before.
You know, I've never asked you this, Nicole, but do you have the same trouble with hoist?
You know, I get a little bit... It freaks me out a little bit, but not as bad. I don't crumble.
No kidding. I never even thought of that.
But for some reason, when she hears the word moist, she has that reaction. And we talked to her before, and we were like, what could cause that? She said, I don't know. It's just... I've never met anyone in my entire life that actually physically has a reaction to any word.
Don't forget a burp spot either.
Oh, no, well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, that's
great. Thankfully.
No, we're
going
to get to
that. You know what's funny, Nicole, is it's been years since we've had you on and talked about it, but our listeners never forget it. And to this day, we still get Afro-line calls where people will call up and they'll just leave nothing but that word on their Afro call because they think it's so funny.
It's not good when I'm driving either, because when I hear it, it's like, ah!
Yeah, that's awesome. We play those from time to time just for you. It's like a radio show just for one person.
Exactly.
So we got some emails very recently, this week, from K-Rock listeners, and they said, hey, you're never going to believe this, but you know that show with Allison Hannigan, that How I Met Your Mother on CBS?
Mm-hmm. Monday Nights at 8, right?
You'll never believe what they had on the program. So we went back to that episode, and we found what they were talking about, and this is it.
Got to keep that pretty face moist.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What's wrong with her?
She hates that word.
What word? Moist?
Oh, seriously, stop.
So anyway, Ted goes into the bathroom to get the moist... face lotion.
See?
So, Nicole!
Nicole, how did you hear about it for the first time?
Well, I heard about it from a friend who had seen it.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, that's not possible.
Well, I mean, I don't think there are other people out there that have the same aversion to that word.
They have to know about you, Nicole.
It's like the reaction, because I went online and I kind of had my friends watch it when I was kind of around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't really sit in front and watch it.
Right, sure, of course.
And the reaction is just like my reaction.
That's weird.
What I
Yeah, that sound that you made on the phone is the exact same sound she made in the episode.
It is.
Well, what's beautiful about working in this city is that the TV shows are written and made here for the most part. And we thought we got to find out more about what happened to this How I Met Your Mother. How did it end up on the show this past Monday night? So we had producer Lightning track down Courtney Kang, who is a co-producer and writer on that show. And we have her on the line right now, Nicole. So let's find out what Courtney has to say. Hey, Courtney, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote this episode, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Unbelievable. First of all, you got to know how much we love Allison Hannigan. We're so happy that this show is a big hit for you guys, first of all. Second of all, you're ripping us off, girlfriend. What's going on?
Okay, first of all, let me set the record straight.
Okay.
I think every woman on the face of the planet hates the word moist.
Ugh.
It's just a disgusting word.
What? What are you talking about?
Everyone hates it.
What are you talking about? It's not vagina, Courtney. It's moist.
No, we don't hate that word either, by the way.
I'm saying it.
Courtney, nobody else has that kind of physical reaction. Have you seen that in anyone else?
No, I'm telling you, because on staff, half the staff of How I Met Your Mother is women, and everybody feels the same way. And it was great because as we were writing the episode, it became a big debate because it was like basically for the story, you needed one. Barney, who's played by Neil Patrick Harris, has to say one word over and over that's like the most disgusting word that would affect Allison Hannigan's character.
Right.
And so it basically came down to two words, and it was either moist or pubic.
Or what?
Or pubic.
Pubic, okay.
Which is also a really, really
okay, I don't
word.
Like that word.
Yes, nobody likes that
That's
word.
That's a Nicky word.
Sir, your thoughts?
You liar!
Courtney, you guys sat around and you said, we all hate this word, let's incorporate this in the show, and you're telling me that it is completely separate from our friend Nicole, who has this physical reaction to the word.
Yes, I'm telling you it is absolutely separate.
That's... You liar!
Wow.
That's amazing.
You are bold and brazen. No wonder you're in television, right? Because that's such an active imagination, Courtney.
It's funny because we weren't upset with it till now.
That's right.
I thought it was cool.
But Courtney's lying.
I thought it was just an homage. I thought, hey, that's really cool. We were just happy to get it on television. But now that you're making crap up, I don't know.
She comes on the show. She comes on our show and lies to us.
Oh.
Well, if you prefer, I can totally change my story and say we were completely inspired and it was...
Look, I don't know how many... All women hate that word. Come on.
Courtney, you are coming into our house and tracking in mud, baby. That's what you're doing right now. That hurts me.
Dude.
And we're here to say not in our house.
Not in our house, exactly.
Hey, while you're at it, do all women have a spot in the middle of their back where if you push it, they will automatically burp?
I don't believe they do.
Because that is another great thing about our friend Nicole. She has a burp spot.
Yes.
And if you push it right at the right spot, she will burp automatically. It's like a button that instantly gets a burp.
Yeah.
So you might want to work that one into your next episode.
Yeah, Courtney, how long till that shows up and then you claim half the women at work have that?
You know, it's funny you should say that because we all do.
Yeah, see, there you go.
So. We have a department of women. They all have a burp spot. What are the chances?
All right, I guess what I'm saying now that we've talked to Courtney is go ahead and watch Heroes on NBC Monday nights at 8. I mean, I guess that's the only conclusion I can come to, really.
That wasn't the conclusion that we were headed for.
No, until it was cool.
Until Lying Liar came on and lied.
All right, Courtney King, co-producer, writer, and bad person with How I Met Your Mother. Give our best to Doogie. Nicole, sorry you got lied to. We did the best we could to get you the credit, baby.
Well, thank you very much.
And hopefully we'll see the burp spot soon.
Yes, okay, you will.
Moist.
We got a website recently. We were one of the last radio stations, maybe one of the last businesses in America to have a website, but we did put it up, and I think it's pretty good. It's www.kroq.com, and you can go there to find out all sorts of stuff, including the songs we play, including upcoming events, concerts, tickets, that sort of thing. We added something new just last week that we want to make sure you know about, because over the years we've had a lot of people who have called into the show or emailed us and said, dude, I love that sound, whatever it is, and I want to use it as a ringtone, or I want to use it on my computer when mail arrives, whatever. There's a lot of stuff that people hear on the show that they just fall in love with, inexplicably, by the way.
Right.
So we've gathered them all up, or at least a bunch of them to start with, and put it up on a page at KROQ.com called Kevin and Bean's Download Rodeo. And so far, I think people seem to be happy with it.
Yeah, you can actually, you know, save it to whatever you, and use an MP3 file. You can use it as your phone ringtone. You can use it for email.
That's cool.
Whatever you might have. So when you get a new email, you hear,
Anna,
for example. right? I mean, that's, and so then you go, hey, I know there's an email now. I can sure. go do that. You could have this.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Our city hall, folks. The people love him.
Okay, now that's not fair that is lived
that's
on,
a download.
By the way.
That's what we're saying. Or if you want your cell phone to ring like this.
What if your name was Asshore?
I could come out of your pocket, you know, as you got your phone in your, handbag or whatever the hell.
You know, Producer Lighting brought up an outstanding use for these, and a lot of times you'll see you go to somebody's MySpace page and they'll have their favorite song up or something like that. What if you went to their MySpace page, for instance, and Kevin, maybe you've got an example of what somebody might have as you open their page.
As soon as you open their MySpace page, you hear, that's one of the things that you can download. We have some little kids that talk a lot on our station.
Oh, yeah.
For example, you could have...
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Nice work, Omar. Nice.
No, that was the adult who can't speak.
That was the guy
on our show.
That was the guy who speaks like a kid. we've got these all on a CD and Omar's trying to line them up.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
You have your head up your ass.
Right, you could have that.
That's a good one.
By the way, we're going to talk to a guy tomorrow, too, and this is fascinating. A guy who has figured out a way to make your car horn play MP3 files. You use like a USB thing, and you could find any file, including these. Like I'll be in traffic, and somebody will make a bad move right in front of me, and I push my horn, and this comes out.
Okay, you're on my list.
See? Wouldn't that be perfect?
That's
you
great.
Can use any MP3 file. You could play a song, anything that you have that's made into an MP3 file, you can make it your car horn.
That's awesome.
We're going to talk to him tomorrow.
Cars are turning into computers anyway, let's face it. So it totally makes sense that you'd be able to do that. That's a great idea.
You're a girl, you pull up next to a guy, you think he's hot.
F me.
That's your horn.
That would work.
You know?
That's better than waving and saying hi. I'll say
that's what I'm talking about.
Get your attention.
Or maybe for a phone ring you want.
Fire crunch.
Oh.
I say it's disgusting. Go back to your cheap motel.
Just a minute, I'll get that. That's mine.
You fire crotch.
You're in a meeting.
A stinky beaver.
I'm sorry. I meant to answer that sooner. Sorry about that. In the middle of a meeting.
The point is, it's all available at krock.com. It's the Download Rodeo right from the front page, and it is absolutely free. You can hear the things in a WAVE format or in an MP3 format, and there's a million different ways you can use them. And we are still open for suggestions. If you've got something that we created on this show, something that's not copyrighted by a TV show or music or something like that, anything that we have that we can put up there that you request, we'll try to do it for you.
Like this.
I am a whore.
You want Bean saying that? You can have that. It's not a problem at all. Or if you love our newsman, Doc, and you want him saying,
I got me a monkey.
You can download that.
That's a good one.
We're not exactly sure how you'll use these, but we find them funny, and we think it would be a good use. And especially for the horn. We're going to talk to that guy tomorrow. That's spectacular.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
All of my screw-ups as well, which are numerous. Beans?
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to about with peanut butter.
So that's the kind of stuff that you can download. You can use MP3 files. And by the way, please don't email us and ask us how to put it on your particular whatever. Everything's different. There are ways. You can find out.
We don't know.
We're not
that's
exactly
the answer.
Computer savvy.
Yeah.
You know? Ask someone smart is our advice to you.
Yeah. You know, you can have your phone ring and say, ooh, me so horny, if you wanted. I'm saying if you wanted. It's Download Rodeo. It's on the front page of krock.com.
Oh!
Is that Omar trying to be Mike?
Yeah.
That's Omar doing his impression.
That was funny.
7:42, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Bean, I hold in my hand official documentation that comes from our parent company, CBS.
Oh, dear God, don't get me started on this.
CBS owns K-Rock, and it's bad. We're not fans of, because it doesn't help us, it only hurts us.
Let me give some background on this, because I was thinking about why I was so upset. Basically, the gist of what they're asking is they want to know what your online presence is. And maybe, we got listeners out there who are in a similar situation where they do a job, they're a teacher or something like that. And now the school is saying, hey, what other kind of websites do you participate in? What chat rooms are you on? What blog do you have? And increasingly, you're being held accountable at work for stuff that you do not at work. I mean, you see news stories like this all the time where, teachers get in trouble, for instance, because they got, naked photos on the internet or something like that, which, by the way, you should be encouraging that. They're not sleeping with the students, for God's sakes. But
well, some are.
They come to us and they say they want to know what websites you, own or participate in or contribute to, because they want to make sure that it's okay for the image of the radio station. They don't want me, for instance, to be involved in something, separate from work that is going to reflect poorly on K-Rock.
I have questions to get through, and you're just yapping.
I'm sorry.
If the talent has a contract, does the contract specifically allow him to have his website?
Isn't the question, does it disallow?
No. Does it specifically allow?
That's crazy.
With no on that one, okay?
Because we didn't think about it at the time because we didn't know that's what you were going to be asking us.
When you signed those contracts originally, there weren't websites. That's BS.
Owner of telesites.
Yeah, there was no internet when we signed our deal.
Yes.
You're right, Lisa.
Bean, is there station content on the talent site?
If so, what type? Is there advertising
on the talent site?
Again, that's my. If I want Young Hot Nation as an example up and running, and I want to sell advertising on the site, I should be allowed to. That shouldn't have anything to do with K-Rock.
Absolutely.
Here's my favorite. What type of non-station content is on the talent site?
How dare you?
Everything else.
What type of content do you have on your site, Bean, that has nothing to do with K-Rock? They want to know it all.
I can tell you officially that there is not one word on niggaplease.com that has to do with the station.
But they want to know what is on there. If it's not about the station, they want to know what it is about.
But if they're asking because they're concerned about the station,
I have questions to get through.
Then what does it matter if it's not about the station?
Does the talent site link to other websites or other content?
Ugh.
If so, which ones?
Oh, come on. What's their intent for asking these questions? Do they want to approve? You know what? I don't really like that link you have to Fox News. I think that's rude. You shouldn't put that on your website. We'd like you to stop doing that.
They would make us take down Ryan Seacrest as allegedlygay.com, for example.
As an example, yes.
Although we don't have it.
That Bean owns that one. What type of traffic is generated by the site, Bean? Question 21.
You know, I had a blog for most of last year and had thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors.
Okay, 24. How many visitors? Thousands?
Okay. And it was personal and it didn't have anything to do with K-Rock and it didn't have anything to do with CBS. It didn't have anything to do with work. Never mentioned the Kevin and Bean show.
The man needs to know that. The man needs to go over it.
It's none of their business. Is what I'm saying is I'm not filling out that paperwork. That's what I'm telling you.
I know I'm filling out. Does the station maintain any editorial control over the site?
Well, that's of course a no.
No.
Yeah.
Of course not. Is there a CBS logo anywhere on the site? Of course not.
No.
No. What about JanelleMaloney.com? What about that one?
It's a great site.
Have you seen the saucers.com? How about that?
What about it?
Should I write it down?
They don't need to know about it. Have you seen the saucers.com?
Young, Hot, and Asian. Should I write that down?
Mm-mm.
PuppyLake.com?
That's funny.
PuppyLake.com is going to be an awesome site when I get that one up and running.
Mullet Hall of Fame. They want to know what you're doing with it. And do you link to any other sites? Have you seen thesaucers.com? Bean owns about 50.
That's a good one, by the way.
He's done nothing with any of them, but he owns about 50. RickDSucks.com, he has.
That's a good one. No one could argue with that one.
KevinAndBean.com, he has. Doesn't do anything with, but has it.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would we do with KevinAndBean.com? I can't think of anything to put on that one.
Lightning, I'm going to fill this out for him, too. He owns KevinAndBeanSuck.com.
He was the first guy to say it.
So he went and bought that one. So we have to inform our employer of all of this and find out who is visiting, how many people, who they are, why they're coming. And if there are links to anybody else and if there's any advertising, they need to know everything, Bean.
What it is I'm wearing when I'm writing on my website.
Yes. RecordTheEdmundFitzgerald.com, they don't care about. But everything else they're going to need to know about.
Oh, they say Record the Edmund Fitzgerald, I can have that one?
They just don't care about that. No one cares. It's the worst song ever.
How about ValentinaTereshkova.com? What are they saying about that?
They want to know. Any links? Any content on there? Got to write it down.
This is unbelievable.
YoungHotNation.com, they're going to want to know about that one for sure.
I'm offended. I got to tell you, I really am. This ticks me off. This cheeses me.
It doesn't cheese you.
Wow.
Jesus. Bean means business.
I'm saying, that's how serious I am.
70247.com, they're going to want to know about.
Date of the Roswell invasion.
Bean owns all these.
Oh, Bean.
Did I miss any, Bean? Because I am...
Well, AndyGibb.com.
AndyGibb.com.
ClydeTumbaugh.com.
Okay.
HalloweenSpooks.com.
You own Halloween Spooks?
He owns like 50. I wasn't kidding. He's a squatter. That's what Bean does for a living. He's a squatter.
RalphStanley.com. Great jazz artist.
No one cares about that. I don't even put that one down. PabloCruz.com, you still own that one? Or did you give it back?
No, I gave that one up.
After they sued?
Oh, that's
as
right.
long as that's okay with CBS.com, I gave that one up.
You have to clear that with them. So you're saying you're not going to fill this out?
I'm saying I'm offended by their inquiry. That's what I'm saying.
I can't wait to find out how this plays out.
I can't either.
I'm saying the next website I'm going to buy is going to be BeanGotFired.com.
I'm ripping up the paperwork.
Good Thank for you.
I appreciate that.
Throwing it away. They will Good not have you. Any information about your websites.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can't wait to hear back.
Chase Nelson from Lakewood. How's that for a great name, by the way?
Hi, I'm Chase Nelson. Me and Binky are going over to the Cotillion. Want to play some croquet?
Just picked up tickets for the K-Rock Advanced screening of Zodiac. Comes out next Friday. We'll have more tickets you can win later on this morning. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Come on, Ralph.
You know what?
What?
I thought I'd never say this.
What?
But
Lisa May have some of this whole theater thing.
Wicked?
Right? Oh, no.
I went to see the musical Wicked last night.
Well, we don't let her talk about plays.
I know.
And I thought I was on your side, and rightly so, but I don't go to a lot of theater.
Even though I've done
a bunch of theater, but I don't go to much theater.
Right.
And I went to this Wicked musical last night. It was very damn entertaining.
He's a fag.
He's not.
Just telling you.
He's
damn,
a cultured man.
Damn entertaining.
Friends don't let friends come see their crappy play.
So I'm just saying.
I loved it, too.
Kevin saw it and remembers nothing about it.
Saw it on Broadway.
His wife called him yesterday. We were talking about it. She said, we went to see that on Broadway. He's like, nope, don't, nothing. Nothing,
no
nothing really sunk in there.
If I'm uninterested and tired, that's the deadly combination. I just won't pay attention.
I know nothing.
First common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Nothing important unless you think it's important. I know that much.
Listen, it might be a bad part.
You think just through osmosis, something would stick with you. Something.
A basic storyline,
I vaguely remember a witchy type woman with green skin. Something. A pointed hat. Something would come to you.
I got nothing.
It's amazing. Speaking of plays.
You missed Lost last night because you were out of the theater, Ralph?
Didn't miss a thing, man.
No.
Did not miss a thing.
Dude, they didn't miss it. They answered three big questions.
You know what? Let's get right to it.
No, go ahead.
I'm torn. I'm torn between segues.
We can do it next hour.
Yeah, we'll talk about Lisa's play coming up. Coming up soon. Well, her and Lisa. Her and Kat Corbett are doing the vagina monologues. If you want to see Lisa May and Kat Corbett from K-Rock in the vagina monologues, where a bunch of chicks talk about their hoo-has.
Oh, yeah.
It's March 3rd and 4th at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse. All proceeds are going to benefit a worthwhile charity called the 1736 Family Crisis Center. For more information, you can go to vdaysouthbay.org, not com, but org, vdaysouthbay.org, or you can go to the Kevin and Bean section of the K-Rock website. There's a link right there, and you can find out
vagina.
How to purchase tickets and meet Lisa May and Kat Corbett.
Friends don't let friends come see their crappy play.
It's not a crappy play. That's the
Lisa,
difference.
I hope you turned into corporate that vdaysouthbay.org to make sure that it's approved by the company.
They need to vet that.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
You guys brought up Lost, and I want to thank all the listeners who are sending me emails. It's been terrific, because last night was my first Lost-free evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first evening I haven't seen an episode of Lost since it's been on. I've given it up. I passed it on.
That's it. You're done.
I'm done.
I'm still watching. I like it.
And I got a ton of emails from people like Daniel, who said, I may be on board finally with your Lost conclusions. Last night's episode, two things happened. Kate and Sawyer let the kid go, and Jack saved Juliet from execution. But we did find out something interesting about Jack. He likes himself a good Southeast Asian hooker.
Sure.
And his tattoo means if you sleep with a Southeast Asian hooker and she has a brother, don't get this tattoo. I want an hour of my life back.
If I knew what three questions they answered, I wouldn't tell you. That's how much I would hold it over your head. But I couldn't figure it out.
If you didn't tune in last night, Darren writes, you don't know what you were missing. A whole lot of nothing is what. For 10 minutes, we got Jack trying to keep Juliet out of trouble. The other 10 minutes were Kate and Sawyer arguing about whether to rescue Jack. And 30 minutes about how Matthew Fox got his tattoo. It was quite possibly accurate. The stupidest episode since the writers tried to convince me that Locke was a marijuana farmer. So people are giving up left and right. So I don't think I missed anything. But what do I know?
I thought it was good, but I'm easy.
This Anna Nicole Smith story just keeps getting dirtier and dirtier. She had this doctor, Dr. Sandeep Kapoor. And he's in trouble with the California Medical Board because he prescribed methadone to Anna Nicole when she was 8 months pregnant. Not only that, but he did it under an alias for her, so her name wouldn't be in the prescription. Michelle Chase was the name of the alias that Anna Nicole Smith used. And California Medical Board frowns on that.
Yeah,
they're investigating
legal.
Him for possible misconduct.
Omar, how many aliases do you have?
I got like 300.
Yeah. He's freaking Jennifer Garner over there.
Anyway, TMZ.com today has just released some video of this same Dr. Sandeep Kapoor and Anna Nicole Smith rolling around getting hot and heavy in a gay bar in West Hollywood.
Wait, this is the immigration guy in the...
No, this is her doctor who gave her methadone when she was 8 months pregnant.
A new video of her.
A new video.
The arms of... Okay.
He's shirtless. They're rolling around. He's licking and kissing her and groping her. And sitting there drinking, looking on, are both Larry Birkhead and Howard K. Stern.
Like my body.
Combatants for the right of claiming to be father of Anna Nicole's baby.
Oh, this just gets worse and worse.
Did either of them say,
Anna?
John Kapoor's husband wasn't there, Ralph?
No, he was not there. Nor was the minister of immigration from the Bahamas. But it's just gross. Just gross.
She was just passed around in her life, it seems like.
Yeah.
And maybe voluntarily, but I mean, the more we learn about her life, the sadder it gets.
Here's what's not fair. I could offer to lick my doctors. They would give me nothing. You know?
Exactly.
It's not fair.
Well, look at you.
Except for that one you see in San Francisco from time to time. Mm-hmm. Probably gets something out of him. Congratulations to Naomi Watts. She is, according to Us Weekly magazine, visibly pregnant.
You don't mean Naomi Campbell, do you?
No.
No, Naomi Watts is what I think
okay.
I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
You did. But it's funny because I, last hour or 2 hours ago, thought we were talking about Naomi Watts.
We are talking about Naomi Watts.
Okay, you just got it wrong in your head.
I don't know what I said.
You said Watts.
No, I think you said it right. I think I heard it wrong last time.
No, yeah. Naomi Watts, star of King Kong. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
And The Hole. Oh, The Ring?
The whole
ring. that was the extra version I bought after that came out.
Naomi Hotz. I remember that
Hey,
one.
What the? Anyway, she's visibly pregnant. According to Us Weekly magazine, the baby's father is reportedly Liev Schreiber, another talented actor. And the report is that now that they're pregnant, the two may get married under the radar, which ironically is the same thing that happened to Heath Ledger, Naomi Watts' ex-boyfriend, when he knocked up Michelle Williams. So... A lot of that going around.
Celebrities can do it. They can live a life and not be in the spotlight all the time. It's possible.
Yeah. Naomi got pregnant with that. We didn't even know it. We didn't even see her get knocked up.
How did that happen?
We missed that shot. Speaking of babies, Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives gave birth to fraternal twin daughters on Tuesday here in Los Angeles. Babies' names are Eden and Savannah. There's a couple strippers in the making, don't you think?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, bring Eden up on stage. You can put your hands together for Eden, everybody. Coming up next, Savannah. Get your dollar bill ready for Savannah, everybody. Cannot wait till they're at the body shop.
Boobs.
Boobs indeed, my friend. Boobs indeed. And Britney Spears. She's in rehab. She's out of rehab. She's in rehab. She's out of rehab.
Boobs.
Rehab number two bites the dust. Less than 24 hours after checking in, she has left Promises, which is a treatment center in Malibu, California. Reportedly, she tried to get a tattoo on the way home from Promises, but the shop was closed, so she had to pass it up.
She's pretty desperate for a tattoo, isn't she?
Well, she got a couple after she quit her first rehab in Antigua. And when she shaved all her hair off, she got a couple tattoos in Sherman Oaks. But now she wanted to get another one, and she just couldn't manage it.
That's so hot.
TMZ.com also reports that the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services has received numerous phone calls to their hotline from just the general public concerned about the welfare of Spears' children.
Is her mom taking care of him? Is that what we heard?
I believe that's the case.
That's what I heard, is that her mom has him,
She should just keep him.
Two kids, Sean Preston and Jaden James, are 18 months and 5 months, respectively.
Oh,
and the Department of Children and Family Services keeps a 24-hour hotline open. There's a phone number you can call for any resident in Los Angeles area can call to report or discuss anything regarding the safety of children. And apparently, their phone lines are being clogged up with people just generally saying, dude, you should really check on our kids.
What's going on with
this? Something's honked up over there with Baldy.
Kevin, you're the only one of us who's had kids. When they're 18 months and 5 months, they're fairly self-sufficient at that age, right? They don't need a lot of help from their parents.
They need to have a job by that point.
Yeah.
Most parents baby them.
Well, 5 months, you know, their personalities don't even kick in till like a year. So they're just sleeping, eating, farting. They don't need something then. After, you know, when they start doing math and stuff, that's when you got to be around, I think.
Okay.
That's from my experience with kids. Today's celebrity birthday is James Blunt. He is a singer-songwriter from that song, You're Beautiful. It's a good video, by the way. Nice suicide theme to it. It's good times. He's 30 years old today. Drew Barrymore turns 32 years old today.
What are you talking about?
Jeri Ryan from Shark. Excellent show with James Woods over there on CBS. 39 years old today. Kyle MacLachlan. Sex in the City, Desperate Housewives, Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks, 48 years old today. Jonathan Demme, very talented director from Silence of the Lambs and other films, 63 years old today. And Rachel Dratch, a woman who's not made anyone laugh ever, is 41 years old today.
I'm going to say Debbie Downer on SNL was pretty funny.
That sketch, that was fresh every time. Every time they did it, the 400 or 500 times a season that they did that bit.
Fresher than the time before?
Never saw it coming. Constantly surprised me. What? She's saying something depressing? Who could have seen that coming?
We cool.
Yeah, we cool. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with
Beat. A lot of people don't realize this, but every Thursday is Book Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
And we've got an interesting one to expose you to today.
We were going to do the secret, right? Weren't we going to do the secret?
We were, and then we found out Oprah was on.
And then I said, nah, we're off of that.
This one has a weird title, and I have not seen the book yet, but it's called Look at My Striped Shirt, Confessions of the People You Love to Hate. Ralph, what's this one all about?
It is one of the funniest books you will ever pick up. I know we don't recommend a lot of books, but this one has caught our eye here at the office. We've been reading it and laughing out loud. And we said, we got to talk to people about this. It's called let me give you the title properly. Look at my striped shirt! that's really the title of the book.
What's the problem with a guy wearing a striped shirt? Is that
this is a collection. It's a collection of basically monologues written from the perspective of all the people that we love to hate. And it is almost everyone that you can think of that you meet in your daily life and say, oh, I hate that guy.
And he's just like that category of guy. He fits right into
it. He's always the same guy. So they've written a monologue from his perspective. And you can tell from his point of view that it is that guy. That's the guy that we're talking about.
The summary says, target, observe, ridicule. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Ralph, give us an example of one of the guys we like to hate, and then we'll take some phone calls.
Well, there's a ton of them. You know, they've got your cool high school teacher, of course. I'm the greatest pretend worker this company has, a guy who takes much pride in the fact he doesn't get anything done.
Right.
The world is my phone booth, the guy who's talking on the cell phone too loud, that guy.
Yeah.
But the guy, the title of the book is Look at My Striped Shirt. Here is a little excerpt from that section. This is Look at My Striped Shirt guy, okay?
All right.
Look at my button-down striped shirt. Effing look at it. This shirt means one thing. I'm coming home with some poontang tonight. That's right. It's been a long week at the office, and it's time to blow off a little steam. I am a junior vice president. I have business cards that say junior vice president on them. They're glossy and magnificent. Here, have one. Take it. My boys are coming out with me tonight, and they all have striped shirts, too. I figure we'll kick off the night with a little golden tea. I'm going to smack the crap out of that little white ball. It's going to be so effing loud. I bet I can drive that pretend golf ball 600 effing yards tonight. I am that effing pumped. I can almost taste those Jaeger bombs right now. I effing love Red Bull. I put it on my goddamn cereal. I am crushing a can right now. I'm thinking about buying a boat later this year. I am so totally going to fight someone tonight. I pray to God someone makes eye contact with me. I will beat his ass. And God help him if he gets any blood on my striped shirt. If he does, I will scrub it out with his wang and some bleach. I mean it. I am so going to grind on girls' asses tonight.
Oh.
You heard me. When I see a group of girls dancing in a circle, I will select the most attractive one and dry hump her until it hurts. I will rub my unit against her so she can feel my throbbing meat. I will valet tonight.
What?
I will treat the valet with contempt and make sure he knows that I am superior to him in life. I will tell him, take it easy on the brakes, champ. I will talk to people I don't know about my job tonight. They will all know that I'm an important man. I will call female bartenders babe and male bartenders chief. And when I do not hook up with a girl at that club, I will say this place is full of skanks. And we will all wait in a long line to go to another bar, only to strike out again.
That's Look at My Striped Shirt guy.
Yeah,
well, that's pretty accurate, by the way.
I think
we've all seen that guy, right?
He is in every bar you've ever gone to.
Yeah. Let's, isn't it funny, though, that he was able to tap into the striped shirt? I mean, because that you just almost say that and you know exactly who we're talking
about.
The
guy in the button-down striped shirt is the man.
The phone booth is the one that drives me crazy. You're in a store and somebody's yelling into the cell phone. And you're like, what? Why? Do you not realize there's anyone else here?
Yeah.
Well, is the guy in there, the guy that I see that I hate, is the guy who's bald or practically bald, but has the ponytail and is driving a convertible. And he's 55, but he's pretending to be 35. Is that guy in the
ponytail guy is in here, yes.
Ponytail guy's got to be, right?
All right, we're going to take some calls from the people that fit into any of these categories or some that you drives you crazy, a specific type of person that you can't stand and you recognize them instantly and it just drives you out of your freaking mind. That's what we're going to do at 1-800-520-1067. You have one more for us, Ralph, here?
One more. Yeah, let me give you a guy we run to all the time. It's the I Have Amazing Taste in Music guy.
Oh, yeah.
And because we work at K-Rock, we meet this guy all the time. He's at every concert. He's at every event we do. We get emails from him.
My Chemical Romance was good until you guys started playing him, and now I can't even listen to him.
Right, there's that.
I Have Amazing Taste in Music guy. So you like the new Shin CD, huh? Oh, yeah? Do you like it? You do? That's cool. No, I'm glad you like it. It's just not really my thing, that's all. Oh, sure, I like the Shins. Or used to. Just not a big fan of the stuff they've been putting out lately. See, I was a fan of this before they became mainstream. Now, the earlier stuff, that's where it's at. Do you have their first album? Oh, Inverted World? You don't? Oh, man, you don't know what you're missing. In my opinion, they really produced their best stuff before they even became the Shins. Their original band, Flake, was so much more raw and real. They're just too overproduced today. They've become very commercialized. Actually, if you want the truly pure Shins experience, I have a bootleg of a VHS tape of their lead singer, James Mercer, playing an acoustic version of Smells Like Teen Spirit at his high school talent show in 1994. That's the problem with people. They only like what they can hear on the radio. No one wants to work for the music anymore. They have to be told what to like and have it drilled in their heads by the power that be again and again. Personally, I haven't listened to the radio in 15 years. If you have ever heard of a band on the radio, I can assure you I am not a fan of theirs. Anyone can like music that's enjoyable to listen to. Where's the challenge in that? So that's I Have an Amazing Taste in Music guy.
We know that guy.
Yes, we
Look
do.
At My Striped Shirt is the name of the book. Your call is next, 1-800-520-1067.
Apparently, no matter who you are, somebody out there hates you because we have got a tremendous amount of calls about the guy you hate. We're talking about this new book called Look at My Striped Shirt, Confessions of the People You Love to Hate. And they're all about certain types that you see when you're out and about. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start? We got some great ones here.
Let's go to Pomona and David. Good morning, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
The guy I hate is the guy who wears his Bluetooth headset all day.
Yeah. God. So he's like a Borg. It's been surgically implanted into his head.
Yeah. One time I saw one guy wearing it at church, and I'm pretty sure he had a striped shirt on.
We're Bluetooth in church.
By the way, if you're any of these people that we're describing, stop it. We all hate you.
Yes, please.
Thank you, David. That's a great call.
Let's talk to John in Santa Monica, because this is one that we've all encountered from time to time. John, welcome to the Kevin and me and Sean K-Rock. Who's the guy you hate?
I can't stand the one-upper.
The one-upper.
They really tick me off, man.
Always.
I have this guy at work who just, whatever I say, he always has something better and more of it.
Yep.
Can't wait. Yeah.
So you tell him, hey, I just bought a new Mini Cooper, and he says, well, you know, I got the S model, you know, I got the 6-speed, you know. It's whatever it is you've got, he's got something better.
Always has to have a better story. Always has to be more extreme in some way. Yeah. Stop that, people, because we hate that. Ralph, you got another one from the book?
Absolutely.
All right.
We know this one personally. This is our, this is Dave, the King of Mexico here.
Okay, good.
It's the seriously, dude, give me my keys guy.
Okay. Oh, this is so Dave.
All right, seriously, guys. Ha ha. Joke's over. Now, where the hell are my keys? And don't give me any BS about how you're just trying to be good friends. If you want to be good friends, just give me my effing keys so I can get the hell out of here. I'm not even that drunk. I passed out leaning against that wall for like 20 minutes. So I'm like good to go now. Power nap. And I told you I was sorry for throwing up in your aquarium. That was my bad. But I fished the bigger stuff out of it with that little net. So how about those keys, huh? Come on, this party's totally over, man. I am fiending for some Wendy's drive-thru, so let's do this. Aren't 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers and 5-piece nuggets calling me right now? Can't you guys hear them? For the last time, I'm fine, dude, I'm fine. I told you, I stopped drinking whiskey like 2 hours ago. All I've drunk is beer since like midnight. Give me my keys. Okay, this is so not my keys. This is a pillow and a blanket. I'm going to have a hard time starting my Dodge with a pillow and a blanket, man. That's seriously
that is
my
Dave.
Keys, dude.
That is awesome. That's Dave, the King of Mexico. Yeah.
And while we were talking about Bluetooth guys, Scott Mason walked in, our operations manager with the Bluetooth.
Of course.
Man, the utility belt full of electronics.
Yes, he does.
Bluetooth, you name it.
The utility belt full of electronics also needs to go.
Yeah, right.
So more calls. We have some great ones on hold. Never wrong guy. All kinds of good ones. 1-800-520-1067. Yes, Ralph.
And when we return, I'd like to read the can't you just get a cab to the abortion clinic guy.
Oh,
nice. He's a sweetheart.
God.
He's particularly
he's a
good.
Sweetheart.
That's nice.
I know we're talking about the types of guys you hate, like the guy in the striped shirt or the Bluetooth guy or the one-upper. I hate the guy who adds O to the end of every sentence in his song to make it rhyme.
How
that's the guy
you.
I hate.
How dare you?
I'm just saying. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take a couple calls, and then we'll read some more from the Look at My Striped Shirt, Confessions of the People You Love to Hate. Let's talk to Terry in Irvine, because this is one that I've heard. I've not seen it with my own self, because I don't go to these places, but I've heard this from time to time. Let's see what Terry's talking about.
Terry, hi there.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Terry.
We're going to have to power through these, because we have a lot of great ones on hold. Which one do you hate?
I hate the girls that get incredibly dressed up to go to the gym. Oh. You know, they put on, like, the 4 pounds of makeup that ends up drenched down their face, and then their towel gets all filled with makeup because they're wiping it off, and they spend $180 at BB Sport for this outfit that's just going to get drenched with sweat.
Right.
What is that all about?
Well, they're going really to look for a husband more than they are to work out, I guess.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Yeah, I don't think those women ever get drenched with sweat. They don't work that hard.
Thank you,
Terry. By the way, this book, Look at My Striped Shirt, is filled with ladies that we hate, too. It's not just the fellas. There's the I Collect Ladybug Girl, she's in there, and No Substitutes, Y'all Waitress, she's in there,
sure.
So there's plenty of women who are targets, too.
Leslie, speaking of women at gyms, who do you hate?
Well, actually, it's pretty close to what Sherry hates, but it's the girls that, you know, sit with their sexy outfits on, the, like, the benches or whatever, and they're not doing anything, they're just talking to their little girlfriends, taking up the space, and they're like, okay, little sexy mama, move over so I can actually work out, you know?
So she's not there to work out. She's just there to stand there and look good.
And wear tight clothes, yeah.
With her little tods hanging out.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I kind of like that girl.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that girl.
I hate that girl, too, Leslie.
I'm glad you called, Leslie. Sorry that you're fat. All right, let's talk to Frank in Encino, because not only does everyone know this guy, but our producer is this guy that Frank's talking about.
Frank?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Lisa.
Which guy?
The guy that's never wrong.
Never wrong guy.
Oh, we know that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's always wrong guy,
but
he's never wrong.
We affectionately know him as wrong man.
That's right.
He does not believe he's ever wrong.
Evidence in his face, and he will never be wrong. He'll be like, oh, well, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank, I got to tell you this because it still cracks me up. Producer Lightning, within the last 3 weeks, said these words to us in the meeting. Nobody downloads songs on the internet.
Yeah, he said in the office today, black people.
Laserdisc was the new thing, right?
He says things like this every day.
Today, Lightning just said in the office, black people are the only people who go to movies on the weekends.
What?
What is he talking about?
Because that's why Norbit made so much money.
What in God's name?
They're all rushing out to see Nicolas Cage's head catch on fire on a motorcycle, too, right? That's a big black draw, that film.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm insane generalization guy.
And never wrong guy.
Because you believe you're right, even though the evidence is totally against you.
And comes into the studio and talks when he shouldn't go.
You're that guy, too.
Devin in Long Beach, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Devin.
While we're piling on Lightning, who do you hate?
I hate those white guys that swear they are black. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Especially when I'm in high school and stuff, there's guys walking down with their, you know, gangster low pants and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And those are the guys I like to beat up, you know what I mean?
And you should.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing, Devin.
Unless they're carrying a shiv or something, man.
I understand where Devin's coming from. And I could totally understand why that would be annoying to people. But the problem is that's the hippest, coolest thing out there. And those are the role models. That's what you see on the MTV and everything. And you want to be like that person if you're a young person.
But it's so desperate.
I know.
So severely affected.
You're white.
Let's do one more.
Too bad.
Give it up. Well, Lightning's here. Let's do one more. Joe in Westminster. Hi.
Hey, I hate the guys who drive around the big trucks. Like they're compensating, a little Napoleon syndrome guy.
Sure. Little guy, big truck.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so drive big, so big, can't park in the parking garage.
Right. Can't make the clearance.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you
park outside and double park?
What if you also have small cars, though?
Doesn't matter.
You don't just have the big truck.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No. You have the big truck. If it's too big that you have to literally park outside and you can't pull into a parking garage, then you're trying to make it.
And when you have more cars than family members, screw you, too, by the way.
Yeah, he says like 15.
Have three trucks, a van, two small cars, and a clown car.
Why not? With four people. I collect things.
Somehow the last four or five calls in a row were lightning.
Lightning's everything we hate in one person.
No wonder.
I wonder this book is true. Who screams while we're trying to do a radio show guy.
I want to hear more from the book, and again, because people will ask, it's called Look at My Striped Shirt, Confessions of the People You Love to Hate, if you want to check it out. And the book is by The Fat Three, is what they list the author's name as. It's a guy named Mike Polk. And you have one more you're going to do for us, Ralph.
It's The Fat Free, actually, but it's PH from both of those.
P-H-R-E-E. Okay.
And it's a website. That's where all these are all separate listings that they've done on their website collected into one book. That's where you can find it. But
I hate the girl who gives wrong information to the guy who reads it on the radio guy. That's the girl I hate.
Yeah. She got it from the guy that everybody else has been complaining about.
Some of these are very specific, but they're very funny. Like, can't you just get a cab to the abortion clinic guy?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Here's a little piece of him. Look, I'm not trying to be a prick here. And I know that this is probably a pretty tough time for you and all. But if there was some way around me driving you to the abortion clinic, that would be really cool. Because I am, like, super busy. Okay, I'm not so much busy as I am hungover, but regardless, I am just not in what you would call a driving mood right now. He's the guy who won't take his girlfriend to the abortion.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty great. Really, I don't see any difference between my taking you and you grabbing a cab. In fact, you probably get there faster. You know how I am with directions. Cab drivers know how to get everywhere. You've already MapQuested it, right? Well, now don't you think those directions are more reliable, babe? I just think I'd feel safer with you with a sober, clear-headed driver with a working knowledge of the streets rather than me. I'm really thinking of you here. That's the best.
That is the best.
We're going to check in with our pal Federlezy, which reminds me, Ralph Garman is here with some late-breaking news for the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
This is like Groundhog's Day. I feel like Bill Murray. Britney Spears is in rehab.
What?
Well, she's in rehab and then she left, you mean?
The first time.
That's an old story.
then she went back into rehab.
And then she left again.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
No. Now she's in rehab.
Again?
Yes.
Where did she go? Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
This is brand new news.
Brand new news. Just happened. Okay. Britney Spears has returned to the Promises Treatment Center in Malibu, California. There is video on TMZ.com of Britney Spears entering the center with her mother, Lynn Spears, and they drive into the gates.
Wow. Do they, Kevin, you'll be the guy to answer this question. They let you back in once you check out? I mean, you're allowed to come on back?
I had to go to rehab one time because I quit my meds too fast, and I left on Christmas Eve against the rules so I could be home for my kids on Christmas Day.
Wearing one slipper, if I remember correctly.
Had to beg to get back in.
They just take for granted.
They just take for granted that you went out to get drugs or whatever it is you're not supposed to have. And they don't want you back.
Yeah, but she hadn't even been there 24 hours, I don't think.
It doesn't matter. If she's not Britney Spears, they don't like her. They say no thanks.
Yeah. I heard you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
That is true.
Interesting.
How about that? Yeah. Very true.
Apparently, it was also a bit of a brouhaha at the Federline house last night. Kevin Federline reportedly has custody of the two children and has had them for the past week or so.
Oh, no.
Britney showed up at Federline's door, banging on it, wanting to get in and see her kids. Federline would not let Britney inside.
Oh, no.
Well, she might have been drunk or something.
Spears then turned on the cameramen who were outside the home, flailing her arms and hitting the cameras.
Yeah.
There's a couple lawsuits waiting to happen when she sobers up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad on every level.
Yeah, on the one hand, I'd like for the kids to be able to see their mother once in a while, but on the other hand, depending on what kind of condition she was in, he probably made the right call.
But he's Federline.
I know.
She's making him look good.
There's no looking good. They both are bad.
But he looks better than her.
But on the bad scale.
Did you ever think that would happen?
She went underneath him on the bad scale. They're both still on the bad scale.
Oh, yeah.
This is not good for the kids. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In no way do they win.
We know that.
Yeah, no way.
But the basketball is like O.J. Simpson, Idi Amin. You know what I mean? There's like one killer and multiple kills.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently one of the kids screamed through the door.
You're dead to me.
Oh, that's sad.
So that was very ugly.
Got my first email from a listener yesterday that has set up a Britney death pool. And I don't want to have any part of July 24th. I don't want to even talk about it.
Is that the day you picked?
I'm just saying that's the date he had in his death pool for Britney. I don't want to be a part of that, though.
July? I'm taking the under on that. You got to open in June? Anything in the late May open?
As if things weren't bad enough for Britney now, some of her former nannies are speaking out.
Uh-oh.
They've talked to Us Magazine. Former nannies say, for one thing, Britney didn't really care about whether the kids' nannies could actually change diapers or feed the babies, so long as they were young and hip. That was the primary hiring decision-making process she went through.
When you're looking for a nanny, that's what you need.
Candidates were interviewed. Their work history or child-rearing skills were hardly even inquired about. It was more about what kind of music they liked and where they liked to go and what their style was like.
Do you do coke?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Me too.
Fantastic.
Also, apparently, the nannies had to withstand her. She stripped down naked in front of us all the time, said one of the nannies.
What?
She was constantly just stripping down, getting naked around the house.
Boobs.
Why?
I don't know. She likes her some nakedness.
Huh.
So, Britney Spears back in rehab. That is the late breaking news. And
so, let's see. 6 hours from now, and then I'll put it
in. Yeah, where will we be when she's 3 out?
3 p.m. She'll be out.
Okay. Pop superstar Christina Aguilera saying she is not pregnant despite rumors to the contrary. She was seen, I think, shopping at a baby clothing store, and that fueled all bunch of rumors. But she said, no, she's fine.
She was just on the Grammys, and she was 82 pounds.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like
it. But she was orange.
She was orange.
So she's not having a baby. She's having some fruit.
By the way, those of you that are celebrities, that tanning thing that you do, it's turning on you. You're all orange.
No one's buying it.
And we're noticing.
You really look like an Oompa Loompa, and no one thinks you're tan. We just think you're horribly, horribly chemically disfigured.
And vain.
By the way, Christina lives in Los Angeles. She could get a tan if she wanted one.
Well, it's not good for you.
That's
why they don't get tans.
No, but orange paint is?
Apparently.
Right. That isn't good for you.
Yeah. Wait till they find out that stuff gives you cervical cancer or something. And won't be happy then, will they?
No.
I don't know what that means. And, of course, Dancing with the Stars, one of our least favorite TV shows in the world, has just released their new list of celebrities.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus will be dancing on the latest version, along with former NSYNC star Joey Fatone.
I think it's Fatone. I think
it's Fatone. Also, Clyde the Glide Drexler, former NBA great.
In the, I want to say, 70s? NBA great?
I think, yeah.
Maybe, 80s, was, maybe 70s, some of the 80s? 80s,
yeah.
80s and early 90s, I'm hearing. Oh, it's like, oh,
okay. I heard it too.
He's playing currently. He's currently in the NBA.
That needs to be louder.
Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla, a boxer herself. Vincent Pastore, who played Big Pussy on The Sopranos. Olympic speed skater, Apollo Ono.
Hi.
And TV and radio host Lisa Gibbons. Oh, I forgot. Heather Mills, too. Oh. Soon to be
yes.
Mrs. Paul McCartney.
Yes.
She will be dancing with the stars.
And by dancing, you mean?
Hopping. We just got this in from ABC. It's been confirmed that Heather Mills' first song she'll be dancing to in the show is Come On, Eileen. That from listener Tim Galindo, by the way. I want to thank
That's funny, Tim.
That is. We should hire him. Use a few more laughs on this show, quite frankly. Today's celebrity birthday is James Blunt. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old today. Dating Petra Nemkova, by the way.
Yeah, oh, that's not right.
Embarrassment of riches. Drew Barrymore. Oh.
Dwan called us at 5:30 this morning to say happy
Sang
birthday.
Her happy birthday.
Yep.
She's
no problems, my man.
She's 32 years old today. Jeri Ryan. She got her start on Star Trek Voyager, playing 7 of 9. Now she's on the popular Shark with James Woods. She's 39 years old today. Rachel Dratch.
Hell of a name.
A lovely name
it
for
is.
A lovely woman.
Hell of a name.
Quite beautiful, isn't she, Ralph? Her name is very representative of her, I think.
That isn't good for you.
She's 41 years old today. Kyle MacLachlan is 48. And Jonathan Demme, talented movie director, turned 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I guess the question everybody's asking when they're seeing the meltdowns of Britney Spears over the last week or so, in rehab, out of rehab, in rehab, out of rehab, now in rehab again, is what about the children? What about the little kids? What about the 18-month-old and the 5-month-old? And is it possible that they're better off with Kevin Federline? We talk to Kevin from time to time, and I think we may have to go back to him on the phone and get some sort of an update.
Hey,
Wiki, 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 yeah. Yeah, good morning, dog. What's up? My boys, what's up?
What's up, Lisa?
Hi, Kevin.
What's up, bitch? You taking care of that ass of yours?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Good care, I do.
Yeah, word.
You sound awfully jovial today, considering your family life has so fallen apart in the last few months. How are you maintaining this positive attitude?
Nah, drugs, dog. I'm high. I've been smoking like crazy.
Now, Kevin, one of the reports that we heard, besides Brittany being back in rehab now again, is that you...
Hold on. Hey! It's all right, baby.
No.
We heard he had the kids.
He said he had the kids. That was going to be my question. How many kids do you have? Kevin? Federline.
Damn, don't make me come over there again.
How many kids are there, Kevin?
From what I can see, all of them.
Right, but you just have the two, though, is what we heard.
He's got the two of Brittany.
The two others.
Yeah, there's the ones from Blackie McFadden scene.
Char Jackson.
Shut up. Damn.
You don't say shut up to kids, Kevin.
I'll say what I want, dog. Oh. You come say that to my face, I'll show you who's boss.
Okay,
Daddy's Daddy's at work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't choose this life.
You're more into it, I know. But, Kevin, do you have any help? I mean, are the nannies still there with you, or are you taking care of all these kids
on
your own?
You know what I'm saying? It's getting rough because, like, all these kids be all up on me. You know, I ain't got any help right now. Seriously, though. All right? All right,
Kevin, we got to ask you this. You know the woman. You were married to the woman. What's going on with your ex-wife, Britney Spears? This meltdown is starting to border on tragic. I mean, what did you think when you saw the video of her shaving her head the other night?
Well, you know, I was taken aback. I knew Britney had her problems.
Right.
I did not know that she was going full-on mental breakdown on my ass.
Well, here's...
You know what I'm saying? She looked like she's in Fight Club.
Here's my follow-up question to that, because I have held firmly that you don't want the kids. You just want a lot of her money.
That's a very astute observation. I don't really like children as much as I like Skrilla Scratch Paper and Cashola. You know
sure.
what I'm saying?
And you haven't settled your divorce settlement yet.
No. I am... relatively unemployed.
Mm-hmm. And by relative, you mean completely.
No, man, I've been blowing up Hollywood lately. I mean, it was Hollywood, Florida. You know, I had a show out there the other day. And, you know, about 17 people came out.
Okay.
It was nice. You know, I rocked the house.
Okay.
You know, but I ain't making much money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a open drug addict and alcoholic.
Allegedly.
And I am still a better parent than her, obviously,
yeah.
in the eyes of the court. I've been open about the fact that I don't want these children, yet the court seems that I am a more responsible person than her.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, that is scary. But what about, we just address Kevin's theory is that you say you want the kids so that you can then, when she feels better, sell them back to her for some huge check, and then you go away and be out of their lives forever.
Dog. I used to slang the yayo, you know what I'm saying? I used to kick weight back
right.
in Fresno, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had to. I'm a hustler. That's what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I found out babies are, like, pound for pound way more expensive than crack on the black market, dog.
So you're going to sell them back to Britney?
I can get so much cash flow for this. Whether I sell it back to Britney or to, like, Angelina Jolie or Madonna or who else. Whoever wants a kid.
Whoever's buying.
Whose mother is bipolar and father is a lazy bum. You know what I'm saying? He's got everything
okay,
going
so
for you.
Highest bidder there.
Highest bidder.
Have you given up with the dismal success of Playing with Fire, your rap CD? Have you given up the music end of the business, and now you're just going to concentrate on modeling, acting, those sorts of things?
What? No, have I given up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to rap anymore? Because people clearly weren't buying what you were putting out.
Music isn't something I do. It's who I am, dog.
Oh.
I can't give it up.
Okay.
It's like giving up a body part or something. You know what I'm saying? It's something that was born into me. It's in my DNA. You know what I'm saying?
But everyone hates your DNA then, is what we're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I can't help it. The commercial audience, what their taste is.
Okay.
I'm an artist. That's what I do.
All right.
You know what
right.
I'm
it's
saying?
Our fault that your music sucks. I understand.
No,
okay,
it's
I got
your
it
fault that you obviously are not musically intellectual enough to get what I'm saying. When I come correct on my rhymes, when I bang it on wax, you can't understand. You can't grasp it. That's not my fault, dog.
All right. Now, I have a CD here. Is this a new song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new song. You know, recently when I saw my wife getting tattoos and going in and out of rehab four or five times in 1 week and beating up on paparazzi in my front yizzard, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I figured, look, dog, you know, my art represents my life, so I gotta put something on wax for
so
you.
So it's like a message for Britney.
Yeah, she needs to get it together because I can't take these kids no more.
All right, here you go.
How things going? Long time no see. It seems like you're doing well, and by well, I mean crazy. But at least your hair looks great. Bold move, no, I swear it looks awesome.
The Chinese are right. It is the year of the pig. It's on the lamb from rehab, and it's wearing a wig. Nice choice with the hat, Scarecrow. Just call up Dorothy and the Tin Man. They'll tell you where you need to go. And is your wig made of horse hair or transient pubes? I'm a little bit confused. Could you please tie your tube? Because the last thing you need is more offspring. The last bun from your oven barely done defrosting. Listen, Kojak, go get my kids a LoJack. Because I swear I haven't seen them since you started taking Prozac. I want custody about as bad as I want HIV. So I'll probably sell our little children to Angelina Jolie. How things going? Long time no see. It seems like you're doing well. And by well, I mean crazy. But at least your hair looks great. Bold move. No, I swear it looks awesome. Seems like you really lost control, but I'm impressed how you upstaged Anna Nicole. That's amazing.
Anna?
Where'd that last little part come from?
Wow.
Like that's, or something.
That's very heartfelt, K-Fed.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Time for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. Just for getting on the air, we're going to give you a prize.
And today it's on DVD with Brad Pitt, Cate Blanchett, the terrific movie called Babel, up for the Academy Award for Best Picture this Sunday night. That's on DVD. Plus, we'll throw in a brand new K-Rock t-shirt for you.
Think it'll win?
1-800, I'm sorry?
Think it'll win?
Babel, no.
No, I don't think so. No. I love
that. I think it has a really good chance of winning.
No.
To tell you the truth.
I hope The Departed wins. I didn't even like it much. I didn't even like Babel that much.
It's a hard movie.
It's a tough movie, yeah.
But it's
good.
It's well done.
I mean, it wasn't my favorite. I much prefer The Departed. I hope The Departed wins. I just think Babel has a really, really good chance of winning. That's all.
Kevin said, why do they even call this Babel? They're not just talking on and on incoherently. This is stupid.
I didn't say that.
Stupid name for
How
a movie.
Dare you.
They're not babbling. If it's not Borat, I'm not interested. George in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, George.
What it do?
Hey, what it do, baby boo? Hey, what's up with Lost last night? I was totally not satisfied with the show. I mean, they were supposed to answer three questions. I don't even know what the three questions were.
Last week at the end of the show, they said, next week, we'll answer three major questions. And I think we saw the kids for the first time on the island.
Uh-huh.
And they're okay.
Yeah.
So they didn't eat them?
I don't think the others are living on the island that they're doing the experiments on.
Wow.
And after that, I'm out. I guess we saw
what Jack's tattoo is, right?
Jack's tattoo is, but I don't...
Oh, that was a burning...
I don't know what the three questions were that they
answered. See, Jack's tattoo, which took up, I don't know, 48 minutes of the 60 minutes, was not exactly a burning question that Lost fans have been dying
since
to know.
Since the first episode, I said, what is that tattoo? What does that mean? I was watching it with the tease in mind. I was watching it last night. Three questions. What three questions are they going to answer? Which three?
I guess we found out that Ethan, you know, Tom Cruise's cousin who used to be on that show, I guess we found out that he used to be the surgeon for the others.
But that wasn't a burning question.
I mean, that was interesting kind of Phil's story, but I don't know. We were promised sex, and we went home blue-balled. I mean, that's basically what Lost is about this year.
Sounds like it caught yourself in your zipper, frankly.
Just a tease.
That's Bean's life.
Thank you for the call, George.
All right. I'm clean.
How dare
I am
you.
Lost-free. I am cleansed. I have dipped in the pool, and I emerged anew.
You feel like you've thrown chains off your back after centuries of oppression, don't you, Ralph?
I feel like one of those guys that was Benny Hinn. He touched my forehead, and now I'm cleansed of all my sins.
I can't quit. I'm the please, may I have another. Thank you, may I have another.
You're
guy.
Bent over, and the guy... Yeah.
Oh, Manny, we hardly knew you.
Do you call up Lost and tell them you wish you knew how to quit them? Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Adrian in Los Angeles. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What
do
you do, nephew?
What do you do, nephew?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Adrian.
What's going on?
What's up with CBS trying to, you know, get you guys to sign those papers in terms of what you do with your life and your websites? I think that's
thank you.
A load of crap.
Do you have any MySpace? Do you have any websites? What kind of content do you have on it? Even if it's not business related, tell us what the content is. Do you have advertising? What kind of people come to your site? How many? They want all of that information.
The more I think about it,
that's a load of crap. It's not like you guys are going to have naked pictures up on there. I mean, who wants to see you guys naked?
Hey! How dare you? First of all, and second of all, you're right.
I heard you guys talking about that. I was thinking, it is sort of invasive.
It's Big Brother.
It's extremely invasive.
I like the question, does your company specifically say you can have some sort of website?
You need permission from them?
Yes. Yeah.
Ahead of time, before you signed any deal with them.
I mean, let me ask you guys this question, and I know we're joking around a little bit here, but I agree with Adrian that I do think it's gotten to the point where it's become invasive. I mean, what's the difference between the company wanting to know? Let's say I was running a political website where I expressed my views. I wrote a blog about politics. I expressed my views.
Right.
I don't think feel like I should have to tell them about that. They should only care about what comes out of the speakers from people who are listening to K-Rock for me. And if they want to know about what I'm writing in my blog, why don't they also want to know about if I'm going and giving speeches in front of the city council or who I'm voting for? Or, you know, there's so many other things that are none of their goddamn business. It's just offensive that they would come and insist. They're not asking. It's not voluntary. You're required to fill out the paperwork to work here, they're telling us.
I really don't think that's legal.
And that's what I like about us not answering their questions.
Hunger strike.
Yeah, who ripped the papers?
That was me.
Who ripped up?
Kevin.
Oh,
Kevin. He ripped Bean's papers.
I was filling out Bean's paperwork. I was filling out Bean's paperwork, and it turns out it was a no, so I just threw it away.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm sure that there's going to be a call to go to Mr. Weatherby's office at some point in the next few days, so maybe there'll be more on this topic to talk about. But
good times.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, exactly.
Big brother. Elvia in Riverside. Elvia? Hi.
Hello. Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
Why do we keep listening on the news about Anna Nicole Smith and Britney Spears? Like, is that news for every hour?
Yeah, the problem is that people don't watch or listen a lot, so the news channels think that they have to go
keep
over the same
it,
stuff over and over. And when famous people melt down, it's huge news, and it goes on forever. And it is ridiculous, but it does go on forever.
There's a formula in news also, Elvia, which is an inverse proportion rule. The more people it affects, the less coverage it gets on the news. If a story only affects one person, it gets all the coverage. If it affects millions of people, it gets no coverage. That's how they make the decisions to what to put on.
And also, during the collapse of the Roman Empire, when there were real problems, mm-hmm. they used to throw people in the arenas and make them fight each other so everyone would say, look at that, so they wouldn't notice what was happening.
Ah.
And I think there's a little of that going on, too.
Kids don't care about the news, boys. It's boring.
That's true.
It's true.
Let's go to Gary in Downey. Good morning, Gary.
How are you, nephew?
How are you doing, nephew? What it do you?
How are you, nephew?
Hey, guys, either you guys are really modest, or maybe I just missed your announcement, but congratulations on getting Rodney on the Rocks star.
You know, Rodney deserved the star. All we did was raise the money for the extortion fee that you have to pay to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to get their space in the cement.
Yeah, you guys did a lot of legwork. You guys are very modest about that. I'm very shocked.
We honestly think Rodney deserves a star.
Oh, he definitely does.
So I don't know what we did.
We publicized it a little bit.
I'm guessing, Gary, that we actually delayed it a year. That's my guess.
We did more harm than good?
Yes.
A day of celebration. What's going on?
Oh, we've got something planned.
March 9th, for folks who don't know, there actually is going to be the ceremony where Rodney is there, if he gets up in time, receiving, and if he can get a ride down to the place, receiving the star, and then people can show up and see it in person. And yeah, you'll be hearing more about it on K-Rock as we get closer to it, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to our interview with Rodney when he comes on.
That's that means a lot to me.
Oh, wait, he's not coming on.
Take the time to be on our show for 5 minutes.
He turned us down for an interview.
We can't book people that work at the radio station to be on our show.
It's going to be a much better tribute now, I can tell you that. Chris in Linwood, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, I was originally going to talk about a stepping show that they had on MTV. Mm-hmm.
You were going to talk about stepping?
Yeah, like stomp the yard type thing.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the MTV show?
It's the True Life. I'm a Stepper.
True Life. I'm a Stepper.
I'm a Stepper.
Yes.
That's awesome. Is that like a documentary type thing?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's a series that they have on MTV called True Life, and every half hour that they do, they feature somebody else, like True Life, I'm a bulimic, True Life, I'm adopted, and I guess they did one on stepping.
So True Life, everyone hears, and they're in, and then right. I'm a stepper, I'm moving on.
Was it awesome, Chris?
No.
Fair enough.
They all had, like, the cheesiest lines. They had the exact same lines as in the movie.
Yeah.
The whole, you know... Oh, let's battle. Oh, I don't battle. I step.
Yeah. I don't step, I battle is how it's said in the movie.
Where are you from?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. Let's do one more because that's my specialty, you know, is going out on a whimper instead of a bang. Let's talk to Rich in Costa Mesa because this is a question that people email us all the time, people call. I still don't know that I've heard the correct answer yet.
Rich, hi.
Hey.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, did you ever get your
pooty
poked by the doctor yet?
Wow!
Let's just get right to the question, shall we?
Inappropriate question, guys.
Hey, don't beat around the bush.
I don't understand that crazy lingo. What?
How's your vagina is what Rich is asking.
The G-shot.
Oh, well, my vagina is excellent, but it's going to be even better when I get the shot on March 27th.
March 27th.
We finally got a date.
We only got a Lisa Vagina Countdown calendar. A month from now.
Yeah.
Rip the days off one by one.
He's busy, this guy.
What are you supposed to do between...
He's got a TV show.
What are you supposed to do between now and March 27th?
I'm supposed to keep on keeping on.
Did the doctor say how long you before you can use it after the shot?
Good question.
I don't know.
Would you like...
Let us know so we can call back in and you can give us details.
I mean, I'm sure within a day or two I can. I don't know if I can that
really?
Day.
Would you like her to pencil you in, Rich?
Please?
All right. You got it. Hang on.
They need to spackle you up until you heal, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Maybe a couple of days.
They get a caulk gun or something to just seal you up. So that's what they do.
Gene Simmons.
Oh, you need me help being spackled up.
You can always sign me up.
Thank you, Gene.
I know she has a part of
caulk gun. Caulk gun, you leave alone. Spackle up, you jump. Caulk gun alone.
You know, Lisa, I like that you have a ponytail. It makes a bigger target. You pull away the hair from your face.
Thank you, Gene.
That got ugly.
That went south quick.
So, Lisa, you just have to have boring regular orgasms between now and March 27th?
Yeah, I'll do my best to stay entertained, but I can't wait till March.
Super orgasm.
Puffy G-spot. It's puffy G-spots, by the way.
I might have to buy new jeans to accommodate.
We're getting like having testicles down there. That's not good.
More G-spot room or jeans.
That's going to be a big G-spot.
Back in the saddle, though,
for the first time. Seriously, the K-Rock microphones, or maybe the K-Rock video cameras, need to be there. We need to find out how effective that shot is.
Being in his video cameras. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's how he lives, Lisa.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Actual contact.
I want to thank our one and only guest on the Kevin and Bean Show today, the lying liar who lies, Courtney Kang. She is the co-producer and writer for some TV show called How I Met Your Mother, who claims that it was a coincidence that their character had an affliction about the word moist on Monday Night Show. It had nothing to do with the very popular feature we've done on our show with Nicole for years and years and years, who has the same thing.
Yeah, all of the writers that are female have the same problem.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
All women feel that way.
That's bullshit.
News to me.
We didn't have time for Greg from Carson's question, but I would like to just put it out there. How is Anna Nicole's body already decaying so that they have to do the viewing immediately? And James Brown? Perfect. He's fine. No problem. Got no problem with James Brown. Still missing, for all we know. December 25th.
That's a good question.
James Brown. December 25th.
Fresh as a daisy.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Mike Cusco. He is the president of a new company called Horn Tones. And you can upload an MP3 file, any MP3 file, and hook it to your car's horn so that when you honk the horn, that MP3 file comes out instead of the actual horn.
I can drive all over Hollywood hitting the horn.
Yes.
It'd be awesome.
I'm going to have coming out of my car. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Movie Beat is also tomorrow because it's Friday.
Yeah.
We have Jimmy Kimmel. He's going to be on the show to tell us about his post-Oscar show. And Rashida Jones, who plays Karen on The Office.
She's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a high, though, at all, Mike. She's got a black father and a white mother.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones, legendary.
And Peggy Lipton.
Quincy Jones.
Better be safe than sorry.
No.
What? Why? Because you heard the name Jones and you figured that's worth a high?
Rashida was like a lot of syllables. I figured maybe she's Jeff.
We don't need to talk anymore. We apologize for Mike, everybody.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some AFI, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Killers, Guns N' Roses, that song from the Sick Puppies, Face to Face, and more right after this on the world famous K-Rock.